you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time. And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas.
Battlestar Galactica, there's a question I have for you, because I just started watching it this past year. I understand that there are going to be, like, special appearances by, say, bigger-name celebrities, like I believe Buzz Burbank is going to be in it this season.
I heard mention of certain things like that. I mean, you know, after they brought Lucy Lawless on and they got what's his name from the original Battlestar? Forgive me, because it's the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, that's what's his name? The Apollo Creed.
Yeah, for some reason my mind wanted me to say,
yeah, I know who you mean.
Richard Crenna, but I know that wasn't it. But he is looking like Richard Crenna these days.
Yeah. Just imagine what his scrotum must look like.
And the computer game as well.
There's a computer game available. I think you have to use Don Geronimo's hairy sack. If I'm mistaken.
All right. Anyway, thank you for calling in.
Toodaloo ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm ready.
Hello!
For the judge.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I would love to make wild passionate love.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
wait, hold on a second, Ed.
Here's who?
Ed, are you all right?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, Ed.
Here's Don and Mike.
Okay.
Finally, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you, and
right, Don and Mike Show.
and it's up. Wednesday. Phone number 877-365-3636. Let me see. Everybody wants to talk about Rosie versus Donald Trump.
Of course.
I just want to say this is a letdown of all letdowns. That Donald Trump puts out the letter saying what a bitch Rosie O'Donnell is and blah, blah, blah. And
Rosie's a slob.
And Barbara Walters is the C word. And everything else that he puts in this big letter. We've got it around here somewhere. We've got a big, gigantic letter. What did he put in the newspaper today or something?
It's everywhere.
He faxed it to her and then sent it to everybody.
You know, it's the dear Rosie, blah, 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 Donald J. Trump. So everybody says today Barbara Walters is going to come on The View and she's going to let Donald Trump have it,
right?
Donald Trump has come out and said that Barbara Walters is a liar, that Rosie O'Donnell's a liar, blah, blah, blah. They start the show, The View with Rosie O'Donnell. They come out, they sit down, Rosie O'Donnell says, so how about that Donald Trump? And the audience starts to clap, and Barbara Walters shakes her head, and the audience is going crazy like they're at some women's lib rally where they're going to be burning their big cow bras any moment.
Where you were all ready for the big counterpunch.
And Barbara Walters says, he is a pitiful, poor man. And that's it.
Nothing else?
And the audience goes into hysteria.
Well, Barbara Walters is into that whole rise above it.
Right.
Rosie's not, but I believe Rosie has been told to tone it down.
Right.
So
for sure.
Yeah, and I think they're told to tone it down in this so far as the beginning of the show. So, you know, give it the first, like, 60 seconds, and then that's it.
And that's exactly what they did. I'm waiting for Barbara Walters to say something like, I'm a journalist, and this guy has impugned my reputation, and say what you will about me, I'm not a liar, blah, blah, blah. All she does is come out and say, he's a pitiful man, poor little man, with emphasis on man.
Right.
You know, and in that audience,
right,
full of all of those women who are either bleeding or or soon to bleed or never will bleed again. It's an audience of bleeders. That's what it is.
He's a poor, pitiful man.
That's what she said.
Baba Wawa.
And then Rosie O'Donnell goes crazy, leaning over the table with the big, sloppy cow boobs, trying to give her a high five. Barbara Walters is like, get those things away from
her. Yeah, Barbara Walters doesn't want to be associated with either Rosie or Donald. And that's as obvious as the day is long, and I think she's aware of that, too. And then what did Rosie, the only thing Rosie said about was his show tank.
Right, yeah.
That was about it. That's
so
it.
That's it. You're going to see it on Entertainment Tonight. I imagine some of you are expecting us to chat about it today.
Yeah. I bet they would if Donald's ratings had not been in the toilet for his first week of The Apprentice in Los Angeles. I bet he wouldn't have kept it going. But I think now it's in his interest.
He has to
keep this going as long as possible.
Here it is.
How are you? Welcome to The View. It is January 10th, 2007. We are live.
And incidentally, she looks like she's been to Oprah's new school in Africa, and she's just eaten all the children. She looks like the Grimace from McDonald's.
Doesn't she look like she's had the store-bought tan? The tanning salon puppy tan?
She's big and gigantic, and her hair is going in 8,000 different directions.
She doesn't care.
And I'm smelling V through the TV. The V stands for something. It's TV.
You know, Rosie could probably, like some of those other women on the show, even Joy Behar, who at least goes into the makeup chair. It is obvious that she goes in.
She might want to get there a little earlier.
But don't you understand what I'm saying? Is that Rosie, I would imagine, if she chose
to. Hi, Rosie.
She would have the resources to at least make herself look a little more presentable.
I'm going to throw out as evidence that you can't fix her up that awful movie with Dan Aykroyd where Rosie O'Donnell.
East of Eden.
Yes, thank you. A movie by Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall. Santa Claus.
Gambling.
And she lost, apparently, she cut off one of her legs to make weight for this movie, and they strap her into this
dominatrix outfit.
Yeah, this pleather thing, and she's supposed to look semi-hot.
Oh, it's scary.
She looks like Billy Idol after he's been binging on steroids.
It's nasty.
And that's really, I think, if you cleaned her up,
yeah,
that's about as good as you can do.
Well, I'm talking about just the makeup and the hair. You know, just do her hair and put on some makeup. I mean, I really think that, Behar is a great example. Joy Behar at least has her hair done and puts lipstick on. Whereas Rosie comes out like she got out of the shower, got into her car, over to the...
Joy Behar naked.
Well, no, we'll be like, I'm not talking about naked.
Be like screwing your mom.
Barbara Walters naked, I mean, come on.
Barbara Walters be like screwing your grandma.
Or your grandpa. But Barbara Walters, I will give credit that her plastic surgeon has done her well over the years. Unlike Joan Rivers, who I also saw today, who seriously looks like her face is... The bones are going to blast out of her face any minute now.
The worst face of the morning on TV was... You mean Suzanne Summers.
Well, she has an excuse.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with the cancer. I mean, unless she has cancer.
No, it's her Malibu house.
Fire, she had a fire.
Well, her house burned to the ground.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is her lips are so over collagen.
Right.
And I know she's recently gone through something with cancer. Because unless she's had lip cancer, she has no excuse for being on TV this morning. I understand her house burned down. That was the big deal.
Right.
But I was looking at her like, oh, my God, look at that new and improved Joker product.
New and improved Joker product.
Seriously, big.
Right hands, though.
Like what?
Right hands, though.
You think so still?
Did you see him?
No.
Oh, my God.
Still there even when the house burned to the ground?
Was only looking at her big, gigantic lips.
I think it was on the Today Show when she said, you know, jokingly, this is my only outfit, and it was a tight black sweater.
Really?
And it was her probing through stuff, and if you could not look at her face, hands look good.
She looks like, remember those wax lips you used to get when you were a kid at the candy store?
The only moment that I laughed, when I looked at the horrible People's Choice Awards last night, the only thing that made me laugh was, I believe, 2.5 Men offered the clip. I think it's the mother on that show. Buzz, I don't watch this show, but she had gotten collagen. Or she got the procedure where they took fat from her butt and put it into her lips.
Right.
And they had the makeup job they did on it was absolutely hysterical. It really was fun.
In a second, let's see who this is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey. Did you hear about what Trump said about Rosie now? He says that he liked Rosie with the long hair because he always wondered what Jackie Gleason would look like.
Yeah, he won't
now, see,
stop.
That's what Trump's got to do. He's got to get the comedy writers giving him some material like that.
Here's the rest of the thing. So it's Rosie O'Donnell. This is the beginning of The View.
I didn't hear the Barbara Walters comment.
Well, you're going to hear it, and you'll hear it. It's nothing.
Please. Yeah. It's not even a fight.
Well, he's at it again.
Look at all those menstruating cows.
Are you okay, Barbara?
I'm okay, darling. Are you okay?
I'm okay, too. We're both okay?
Okay, you know, I'm okay.
What can you say about that guy?
That poor, pathetic man.
Yes!
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
If I'm Donald Trump, I'm looking, I'm going... You old battle axe, that's the best you got? That's the best you've got?
I would like to see, like the Donald, I would like to see them make the rounds on all these shows, because that's when, you know, they're doing it within their own forum.
Right.
And, you know, I know we speak from experience. That's very courageous.
Well, here's the thing, though. He'll go on all the shows.
Yeah, he will.
He wants to promote his apprenticeship.
Sure, right. But he also likes, he just can't get tired of it. It's fantastic. And really... When you wait for them to fire back, it's really a crap out. It's terrible because that's what they do. That's all they say, and it's not as much fun. I want to see the nails come out. I really do. I want to see those big sausages sprout some fingernails like tiger claws and, you know, rip into them. Why not?
Part of what he wrote in the letter, and this is why the response from Barbara Walters was so unsatisfying, is that in this letter, he goes on to write how Barbara Walters has not only lied to him, but lied to Rosie O'Donnell as well. He writes to Rosie O'Donnell, "To be exact, Barbara Walters said, working with you is like living in hell. And more pointedly, she said, Donald, never get into the mud with pigs. And don't worry, she won't be here for long. Barbara knows exactly what you told me over the phone, and she has to live with it."
Wonder if he recorded it.
"In any event, you have a good reason to be angry. Please give my warmest regards to Kelly. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump."
Wow.
And then here's the best. "P.S. I was surprised you let your spat with Barbara get into the newspapers. But as I've always said, and you've proved with your show, Rosie, and with Rosie the magazine, you are very self-destructive. You must work on this for your own good."
He does the sanctimonious part.
He's trying.
He loves to help.
Give Trump credit. He's pulled out all the stops running this this letter on all the shows.
Well, what is this giving? This is giving Donald Trump what he craves more than anything else. Donald Trump is getting more mileage out of this than he ever got out of The Apprentice, even when it first came on the air.
Listen, he could take Rosie O'Donnell, strap her naked, put an apple in her mouth, and put her on a spit, and it would not grab more than a 10 share for The Apprentice. I mean, if that's his endgame
on this... Well, The Apprentice is a sucky show. Yeah. I mean, The Apprentice had one season where people paid attention to it. It's just not a good show, so he's going to have to come up with something else. But he's doing his level best. He really is.
So that's all that esteemed journalist Barbara Walters has to say.
You know, don't you agree that Barbara Walters probably is just not ever going to, going to go to that level? She's not going to do this. One that's got to step up is Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, but he calls out Barbara Walters. I mean, I didn't read you the whole letter, but another part of it is he says, after we started this 2 weeks ago, Barbara Walters called me to apologize for your behavior.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
And, hold on, where's that part in the letter?
Do you believe that? Do you think that's possible?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Here's how it starts to. Hold on.
Trump. Oh, I believe Trump.
Hold on. Yeah, of course it is. Listen,
I believe Trump because of the way that Barbara Walters portrayed it on her show.
It was too funny with the way it starts. I didn't even realize it.
This is an open letter to Barbara?
To Rosie.
To Rosie.
Dear Rosie, I hope you had a wonderful vacation with your wife. You needed the rest.
He immediately puts her as the wife.
After your maniacal and foolish rant against me 2 weeks ago, Barbara Walters, your boss, called me from her vacation. I did not call her in order to apologize for your behavior. She heard I was going to retaliate against you and tried to talk me out of it. She wanted very much for me to go on the show, and as soon as you got back so we could patch things up, I said no. Oh, and here's one more good part of this letter. In another incident, when I saw Barbara Walters eating at Le Cirque 2 months ago, I asked, how is Rosie doing? She sarcastically rolled her eyes and said, Donald, do you have to ruin my meal?
Oh!
Wow.
What a great letter. And then that's all that Barbara Walters has today?
Yeah. But that's why Rosie was so happy with Barbara Walters' reaction, because she was just glad, I think, to get that much.
So he is now trying to get more mileage out of this by going after Barbara Walters
and
as well as Rosie.
Mm-hmm. I'm now having to change my position on Trump on this. At first, I thought he was doing it strictly for the benefit of his lame TV show.
Yeah, the pub.
I think now he's doing it for sport.
Fun.
Oh, now,
I think he's been doing it for sport all along. I think he's enjoyed himself 100%. He's loved every minute of this.
I really thought that he thought it would roll into some bigger numbers for that first
episode of the TV
show.
But even for it was not exactly that they had to twist his arm to do this.
Can't you see him sitting around with his boys going, you know, getting a manicure, sitting in a barber chair in the movie The Untouchables with De Niro being out.
What's the overnight
on The Apprentice? Donald, they got a 9-1. All right, screw that. I'm going to take that fat bitch down. You're the man, Donald.
It's fun.
You're
and everybody, you know, America loves a good feud, and this is a good one.
Where's my whore daughter? Where's that new video? D's in a box.
Ivanka, get over here. Come on now, we got to bring the numbers up.
Get your D's in a box.
Why do I think Donald Trump's going to blame his kids If the Apprentice Los Angeles doesn't do well? Because isn't he featuring both his kids a lot more this year?
He got rid of the...
I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
He got rid of the tall drink of water, that broad. I guess she was either upstaging him or not doing enough at her regular job. She was letting the TV show run her life.
And wasn't there some old Scrooge, Ichabod Crane kind of guy that he had on the show, too?
He had a Mr. Potter, I think.
Huh. Well, I just want to tell you, Rosie, you're backing up the wrong tree.
And why do they all insist on that format? I was looking at something about that stupid Billy Bush show, the Grease show.
Right.
And even though the show is horrible and it's an obvious American Idol ripoff, why is it on all of these shows that you have to have exactly three judges, mm-hmm, and one of them has to be British?
That's the rule.
Because
it's American Idol, that's it. That's the only reason. And the thing is, it's so bad to do that. They should go a complete... Bring in another ethnic group. I mean, really bring in another foreigner. You really need to do that. You need to bring somebody with a distinctly different accent.
Bring in an Italian guy.
You really want to get hate going?
That was my French accent.
Well, I was going to say, okay, well, I agree with you.
If we bring a Frenchie in, we bring a frog in, and we dress him up like, not Jacques Cousteau, but who was the Jacques Chirac, or who was the guy? Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle.
We dress him up in that brown, formal, French army uniform?
Well, you could probably go. I was watching a really, I'm embarrassed to say this, a wonderful piece of quality television the other night. Meet Your New Mommy. And they went to a guy's house, and he was a baker, and he was French. And when he met the woman that was swapping houses with him at the airport, he was wearing one of those shirts that's the striped shirt, the black and white striped shirt with the neck cut out, you know, that kind of look.
Almost like a gondola shirt,
like,
right?
Exactly. And he was wearing a beret. Uh-huh. And he was wearing, I mean, and this guy could not have been more French. I think a Frenchman would work on one of these.
And that's
shirts.
The stereotype you should use.
Exactly.
You smell worse than my mother's armpits.
It'd be perfect. I cannot believe you. Look at you. You think you can sing? You suck.
But we've got to get, again, a British guy or a British woman. And what else was I reading about that thing? You know, we tried to get Billy Bush to come on the show. He used to be on the show a couple of years ago. He's a pretty decent guy.
Sure is.
Lottery winner, Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Tried to get him on the show, but he wouldn't come on because he figured out the reason we wanted to get him on was not to promote his Grease reality show, but the fact that we got sent something by the Smoking Gun, a piece of research from NBC that indicated when they were testing the show, everybody really liked it and liked the premise.
Right.
The only part that they didn't like was Billy Bush.
Oh, no.
So then they went through and they took him out of all the promos.
Not fair, guys. Not fair at all, guys.
So what?
Is he still doing his entertainment show?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So one of our crack staff on crack mentioned to him, like, he's like, hey, yeah, I'd like to be on the show. Yeah. I think they'd like to talk about how come you've been axed out of all the promos. Hey, guys.
Not fair, guys.
Talk to you later, guys. I'm here with Tomcat, exclusively in Italy.
I'm not even familiar with the Grease show. Is it, what, they audition for the show Grease? Is that what it is?
Broadway show.
Yeah.
It's called Grease, You're the One That I Want.
It's the worst. It's like they're going for the people who like you, and like everybody, except me, the people who like American Idol.
Oh, now hold on a second.
The first 2 weeks because they're so bad.
Okay, very good.
Because
you don't like it the first 2 weeks.
No, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it until American Idol gets serious.
Okay. All right. That's when you jump on.
But I'm not to the level.
Are you going to watch the early ones?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not to the level where I'm one of the super serious American Idol people only watch the final 12.
I've really been lobbying Buzz to watch it this year. I really. Are you leaning at all?
I'm leaning toward trying.
Oh, good.
Come on, Buzz.
Right. It really would be fun.
Come on,
Buzz.
Do it. I'll try it. I'm not optimistic, but I'll try it.
Do it.
It's going to be. You know, I urge you, if you're going to try it, you do have to wade through the bad auditions. Because if you wade through the bad auditions, and this is what makes the show so successful, it's like you're paying your dues, too.
Right.
You're watching these bad performers.
Paying.
Although they're entertaining, if you hang in with them, then you get to see the people that make it through, and it makes it more worth it.
See, I would watch the Gong Show if I want to see that. I'd watch the Regis Show, the talent show. But that's the hook for American
Idol. But didn't you feel last year when you abandoned it, and we all wanted you to come back, didn't you feel like you had to play a little catch-up when you came back to American Idol? You didn't see those early auditions.
But here's the thing about American Idol. It's like a soap opera. Mm-hmm. Really. All you got to do is watch for 5 minutes, and because they have so little content, when they get down to eight singers, everything is a flashback to everything that happened before. But no, Mike, listen, American Idol is like crack cocaine.
You would have enjoyed the early days of Pickler.
Kelly
Pickler.
I am sad that those are hours that I'm never going to be able to get back. Hours that I feel doing something foolish, like reading a book or perhaps talking to somebody.
I can't wait. When does it come on? Is it the 20th or something like that?
Yeah, about that. 20th.
Good.
I got a nice little wake up today from Madden. Speaking of wasting time.
He called you?
No.
You're oversleeping. Fred Farmer.
No.
You just fart?
I turned on the Madden thing, and it says whatever, like, you know, congratulations, douchebag. You're up to gamer level ding, whatever it is. And I go, sweet. And I'm playing the game, and I notice on the top that they've got this thing that shows how long you've played this particular game.
Oh,
okay. Madden 07.
You mean the game itself?
Yeah, the game. And it doesn't keep track of when you're just screwing around. It's actual time spent playing the game. I got it back in, when did it come out? August. So I've had August, September, October, November, December, January. About 6 months I've had it.
Right.
Probably you'll shoot high and you won't be able to guess how long I've played the game.
All right, I'm gonna do a guesstimate here.
Considering that an average game takes about 45 minutes to play, maybe a little less if you're playing against somebody online.
I'm gonna say that now work with me here because I'm gonna give you some numbers and you tell me if I'm in the ballpark. I'm gonna say you probably play it about 4 times a week, seriously.
You would be correct.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yep.
All right. I would say each time you play it, it would be at least an hour, probably 2 hours.
So what's your guess?
And
over 6 months.
Well, you got to do the math on that one.
I'm sorry, I'm slowing down the show here.
I can't do math. I would say it's eight.
It's sickening when you look. I'll just tell you.
I'm going to say 47 hours.
Yeah, 1,000 hours.
It doesn't count by hours.
That's my math skill.
It don't count by hours.
Oh, how many minutes?
It counts by days.
Days?
Yeah.
Like full 24-hour days?
Mm-hmm.
I said 48 hours. Is it like 8 days?
You're too high, Psyche.
Oh. 6 days.
Still too high.
4 days.
Too low.
5 days. A solid business week.
5 straight days.
5 days.
That were an airplane, you could fly a jetliner now.
I feel pathetic. Anybody?
5 days.
Anybody with?
Yeah, if those were hours on a plane. You'd be instrument rated on a Boeing 747.
Really? I mean, when we were sitting here and I'm talking about, I didn't watch American Idol last year. That's time that I read a book or something. About wasting time. Seriously, five full days in the last 6 months I have spent, and that would be 5 full days, 24 hours a day. Balls out,
right,
playing that game every day for over 5 days.
You won't go senile when you get old. You will actually keep your faculties because they say playing games, even games like that, are beneficial to your brain with aging.
Be still stupid, though.
But it makes you sharp. You're paying attention to something. Right. You're focusing your mind. You're focusing your mind on those little controllers.
God, what a waste. What a colossal. And this thing is... thing has stared me in the face virtually every day, but I don't see it because you only see that... They hide it from you. You have to go to the page or to the sheet where it shows gamer level.
See, that's why you know all these things, because you have been there for 120 hours.
Because I think if every time you turned it on, it said, hey, douchebag, you've played this game for 5 days already, that would be a warning sign that maybe you should get a life, right?
Do you get any of the, dry eye syndrome, or do you get a little elbow pain or anything like that?
Sore or
does your wrist bother you when you're playing those games for a long period of time?
No, because I jerk it so much. I'm in incredible shape.
It's like you're giving yourself a little chiropractic. Your eyes don't get dry?
No. If the rest of my body, seriously, was as in shape as my wrists are,
right?
I would be out running marathons.
And that's not only maps. That's why all our wrists are in shape.
That's true, right? That's what I mean.
But the dry eye never happens.
No.
You never get like that where you got to get an eye drop or something like that?
You get the dry eye, Mike?
Yeah, I get the dry eye when I'm playing my fear game. I like the first-person shooters.
Are you talking about eyes, or are you talking about your bad eye?
No, I'm talking about your eyes.
I thought you were talking about my butt.
No, dry butt? No. No, if anything, you get moist butt, sweaty
butt. Eyes that I see with?
Yes.
No.
Everybody does.
Well, yeah, everybody does. Not when I play video games, though.
Really?
No.
It's supposed to blink. Because I get completely...
Although my butt gets incredibly dry. I need the baby powder and, what's that junk you put on babies for...
Desitin.
That's it. Thanks, Mom.
Lovely Desitin. But I think it's healthy. I think it's going to help your mind. It's going to help keep your mind sharp.
5 full days. God, what a loser.
Obviously, you discipline yourself. Do you ever look at the game and start to head toward it and then say, no, I really shouldn't. I've done too much?
Never have.
You think you will now that it says, hey, douchebag, you've played 5
I think one of the reasons that you last so long on it is because once you do, it's not like other video games where if you get a little tired or you get bored, you can turn it off. Once you commit to playing another person, you got to kind of see it through, you're going to lose points. So that's why you log all the hours.
That's right, Mike. Your valuable points.
I don't even play the game, and I know about it.
Your valuable Madden gamer points. After all, you wouldn't want to show up in your permanent record in the fact that you walked away from a game.
Well, they have standings, and you play with other people that you don't know.
I believe I'm currently ranked in the top 10,000.
Top 10,000? Out of how many?
I'm about 80,000.
That's not bad. I'm
about 80,000 losers that have spent at least 5 full working days. What is wrong with me playing a video game?
Top 10,000.
Do they rank people by time as well? Can you see how you stack up about how long they've played?
No, it's just how good you are. It's all about the W's, Rowdy.
I understand.
It's all about the W's.
The wins.
W's.
And just think, 2008. Won't be long now. Summertime. You're going to get a brand new version of it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, baby. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Please quit, man.
Let's take one call. Maybe two calls before we hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike. Chad?
Yeah, hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. We're both here.
I used to play a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, and on a two-year period, I had over 200 days in a single game.
200 days in 2 years?
Yeah, that's like
365 into the 700
days. It was about
days.
8 hours a day for 2 years.
My God.
Well, you made me feel better about myself.
Did your eyes...
You're not really that much of an
Ask him about his eyes, Mike.
Did your eyes get dry? Hello?
Hello?
What's that?
Did your eyes get dry?
Just his ears.
Oh, no, no. I stay pretty liquored up when I play, so I'm sorry.
Oh, you did it drunk.
You can tell
what that type of game does.
Keeps his mind sharp.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Not a Mike show. Hello there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we were, my wife and I were recently on vacation in Europe, and this new show, The Grease, You're the One That I Want, is a blatant ripoff from a show that was over there, The Hills Are Alive, with The Sound of Music.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise, that's the truth. All of our good reality shows come from, even our bad ones come from England.
Yeah, the majority of them are British.
Didn't Trump go the other way?
They had these Julie Andrew wannabes that came on and were singing and had all the fake singing like Sonny Lee.
I frankly would prefer if the musical they were doing was Sound of Music as opposed to Grease.
Of course.
I'm a big fan of The Hills.
The time will come.
Well, you don't think it's not too annoying to hear every 5 seconds? You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want. It's the most popular musical of all time.
Hey, over the line, guys. They took me out of the promos. Don't have me on your show.
What was the research on that?
Is that that the show itself was favorably rated, but everyone was turned off by Billy Bush. It was too late to get him out of the show, but they cut him out of all the promos.
Wow. Gotta love those research groups.
He is by far the worst part, and there's a lot of things you can choose, but he is the worst part of that show.
Billy does have that smarmy side.
Let's look at our Sandys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he's just too smarmy?
Our Dannys are dancing right now. Let's look.
Oh, God.
And I saw it. Now, did you watch it?
Some of it.
Okay.
Enough of it.
Don't feel bad about saying that. I watch crap, too.
Smarmy.
I did see that they had some brothers. Now, I'm curious how
how
a strong black man would play the role of Danny, a white greaser.
Danny?
They're going all directions on it. I mean, they've got like, you know, they're not trying to stick to the movie or the script. They'll go any direction. So they say. What do you bet, though, they end up with a blonde and a dark-haired guy when they hit Broadway?
Broadway.
Broadway. Well, what a piece of garbage that show is.
I think it's pretty good.
I feel bad because Billy Bush is a good guy, but he is smarmy. He's smarmy when he does the award shows. He's smarmy when he does his celebrity interviews.
He's still the lottery winner. Have you seen him on the Today Show?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You want to talk about they are celebrating their, what is it, the 150th birthday of the Today Show? You want to talk about a sad moment?
100th anniversary of that chimp that used to be on the show.
I think the saddest moment is not when they had a real monkey on that show back in the 50s. The fact that now Billy Bush has somehow worked his way into being a regular, standing out there with Matt Lauer.
Well, you know, I believe that the Today Show, you can look at some of the people, the weathermen that they've had substitute there. There are lots of pretty men on that show now.
Oh, and about Lauer.
It is the year of the pretty man, and I'm getting fed up with it. I want to see some guys like Sipowicz. I want to see some badass, ugly guys.
It's the Sam Champion effect.
It's the Sam Champion effect. Like, for example,
He's the Ted McGinley of morning TV. Ted McGinley, of course, is on Happy Days and also on The Love Boat. He's dreaming.
Look at that show, Grey's Anatomy. I mean, you've got that show, Grey's Anatomy. The women are, at best, marginal. I think Sandra Oh is okay. She's not turbo. She's not Halle Berry.
That show is about Beatrice Arthur going to the OBGYN, right?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
And then you get all the guys that are like male models. That seems to be a trend right now.
Yeah, so they do this.
Except on Boston Legal.
they do this thing where it's like, hey, I'm Matt Lauer, how you doing? We were outside and look who's here. Correspondent Billy Bush.
Hey, Matt, how are you? How you doing today, Matt?
Hey, okay, let's take a look at our Sandys.
That's funny.
Let's see what happens. I'm Billy Bush, lottery winner. here at the Golden Globe Awards, Billy Bush on the red carpet. Remember that first year he did the Golden Globes? Oh. I love Billy Bush. I don't like talking bad about him, but I loved it when he had to go
down. Oh, yes, you do like talking bad about him.
Well, it's jealousy. It's jealousy.
100% jealousy.
He's a really, really nice guy.
Lucky stick, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush, guys, let me walk down to the front two rows of the Golden Globes. Hi, I'm Billy Bush. Can I talk to you?
Even now, with his uncle or whatever the hell his relation is, his cousin, whatever his relation, you know, with this guy taking us down the worst path that America's been down in 50 years, still America's not turned their back on this guy.
No, I think he's got the career. He has definitely, you know, instituted himself there. And he's, you know, a part of the Bush dynasty, guys.
Yeah.
Part of the Bush dynasty. Senator Billy Bush.
Didn't he marry some... Just like Tiger Woods.
I'm sure he did. I don't even have to see her to know that he did.
And that's how I'm going to just categorize every striking Nordic woman from now on as a Tiger Woods.
Look at my blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids.
Tiger Woods' possible replacement for his beautiful wife.
Doesn't he have a couple of kids? I think he's got a couple of kids.
Think so, guys?
They do have at least one. Yeah.
I think he married Cameron Manheim.
Oh, that's... Okay, we got to... we should have done this before. Remind me when we come back.
Break time, guys.
Guys, balloons. That's the topic. We'll be right back talking about balloons.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You called to see the designs of my prison tats. They're still in R&D.
You need to talk to Tritter.
Not according to my lawyer.
Your lawyer isn't going to be able to get the DA to drop the case. Tritter can.
Yeah. You know what else Tritter can do?
You are not impressing anyone. You may call yourself principled, but what you really are is a stubborn adolescent idiot. This isn't his fault.
I'm not the one who...
You used the rectal thermometer on him. You insulted him instead of apologizing. You flaunted your drug use in his face. And you refused to accept a deal.
I accepted the deal.
Not until after you stole a dead guy's pills.
Allegedly.
Tritter has been opening doors for you every step of the way, and you keep slamming them shut. There are no more openings to give, House. If you want to stay out of prison, you got to make one for yourself. Vicodin. You function better on it. Talk to him.
The Don and Mike Show.
I think we'll leave this for Joe.
Godless, motherless bastards.
Thank you.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Also got a new sound that we're going to mention Joe. That's Charles Manson.
The man that Joe is obsessed with.
Charlie M. just speaking his mind.
Who?
Charlie M. Mike.
You made me put your head in a vice for Charlie M. Charlie M. Don't make me be a bad guy now. Come on now. Come on now. Frankie, do him a favor.
Okay, here's why we're going to talk to Joe. We're going to talk about balloons.
Good.
First, nice. I'm ignoring all of these loyal listeners. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How could you?
Hey, Donnie.
Standing by.
Donnie?
Standing by for hot phone action. We're here. What's up?
Hey, I just want to remind you that it was Pat Benatar's 54th birthday today. I thought you might want to send a present.
Ah, yeah. Some people never forget.
I know. Loyal listeners.
I gave her a present in Indianapolis years ago.
Something in a box, right?
Some money?
Absolutely, Buzz.
In a box.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking about Joan Rivers earlier. You know, with all the plastic surgery she's had, I think she's become the real-life version of Madam from Wailing Flowers and Madam.
She does have a Muppet, a Muppet quality to her. She truly does.
Is she more... Now, I don't think Susie Culver has had any work done to her. But Susie Culver is generally thought of as a Muppet or as a puppet-looking woman.
But the Wailing Flowers and Madam.
Yeah, Madam.
More of a marionette face, which she has. And today, when she was on the Regis show, she actually had some sort of... It appeared to be oil on her face. It was either oil or some lotion, or her skin has stretched so tightly on her face now that it is completely shiny.
Her face looks like that of wood and really well-finished wood. Shiny, like a dining room table.
She has no expression. She really has no... I mean, she doesn't make any secret about it.
No.
She's honest about her plastic surgery. Right. But she's talking to Melissa Rivers, and she's reaching her talent out to put her to hold hands with Melissa and going,
I don't want her to cut her hair. I don't want her to cut her hair.
And the mouth can hardly open.
Right.
Terrifying.
Can't open, can't close.
It's nasty.
It just doesn't move.
Almost looks like a burn victim's mouth or something that, doesn't it?
Yeah, she has had so much work done.
By
I don't know how old. I mean, you can go back and see clips of Joan Rivers like Ed Sullivan days, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was a regular on Ed Sullivan. She has been at it a long time.
I bet she's 75.
Easily 75.
Maybe 80.
She could be 80.
Could be.
80. Oh!
Listen, Joe Ardinger. Hold on a second. Joe.
Ah!
Okay. About, I don't know, a week ago, I said to the knuckleheads that work back there, I said, hey, you cats. You know, I'm always open to new ideas.
Right.
And, look, I got some ideas for some new games. We might play one of them today on the show, the Cougar game.
Uh-huh.
But I said, I'm open to any ideas you've got. So the other day, they came in. I bring this to your attention so you can be the judge and jury with me to see if this is a doable idea or not.
Look forward to it.
Here's what the three great minds came up with back there.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a Super Bowl promotion.
Okay.
Although, of course, Rob is very uptight about saying Super Bowl, since it's, you know, they got the NFL's got that whole litigious thing going.
Super Bowl's Cup for the future.
So we're giving away some type of high-def TV for the Super Bowl.
For the big game.
For the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, but, and especially, you know, I thought about this as well. Rob was telling me this is just some behind-the-scenes stuff, but I think it's fascinating how we've been trained by the NFL not to say Super Bowl. Rob was telling me that we might trade this TV out with a sponsor, and if we don't have time, we'll just take money out of our budget and we'll buy the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought to myself, if we just buy a TV, a nice high-def TV to give away for someone to watch for the Super Bowl, why wouldn't you say we're giving you a TV to watch the Super Bowl on?
I see no reason why we can't do that.
Why would you feel that they might get litigious on your ass about that?
Now, if we were going to say we're giving away the official TV of the Super Bowl, that's different. Then that's
right.
A big deal.
Right, but
we're not saying that.
But even if we were doing a contest, the way I understand it, we're the client. If we were giving away a TV that somebody gave us, we could not say, we're giving you a TV to watch the Super Bowl.
Wow.
We could only say you want a TV to watch the big game.
How about we say, we're giving you a TV to watch Paul Tagliabue's favorite game? Well, he's not even the commissioner anymore.
Mike, it's Roger Goodall now.
I bet there are not many people that know that.
No, that's true.
Oh, sure, everybody knows
Paul
that.
Paul Tagliabue was out there. This guy's kind of behind the scenes.
Right. Roselle was out there. Right, no,
way out there. Pete Roselle was way out there.
Way out there. Actually, I think that Tagliabue was more a behind-the-scenes guy than Pete Roselle was.
But he just knew Paul Tagliabue.
Yeah,
there was all sorts of stuff. It was because of all the things going on in the NFL during his tenure.
Right.
You knew that name.
So I mentioned to the guys back there, come on up with some ideas. Let's see what you got. And I'm like, give you credit. We'll use your idea on the show. We'll give you some credit. So they say, okay, we got a high-def TV, blah, blah. We're wasting time with this whole Super Bowl thing. If we say Super Bowl or not. But I said, what is the contest? They say, well, it's people blowing up balloons.
Yeah.
And right away I went, okay, that doesn't really sound great.
Yeah.
And then I said, why don't you demonstrate?
Yeah.
And they demonstrated for me yesterday. And I frankly, it's either something that would be very good or it would just suck more than sucking.
Okay.
So I figured we'd give it a shot. Joe, come in here for a second.
Did you just offer them credit? You should have offered them mixed nuts. They love mixed nuts. They will walk through fire.
Come on in, Joe. Now, you know, I tried my best to not break their spirit immediately on this, because I want the new ideas coming in. I even tried to say, yeah, hey, if we do it, maybe it'll be, you know, a best lungs contest. We can have chicks come down topless or, you know, in their brassieres and try to blow up these balloons. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking the whole time, hold on a second. People blowing up balloons, and the way that these guys, of course, since Rob had a hand in it, it's incredibly disorganized, like a game show where you have rounds where you really have 8 people in the first round, and you have 60 seconds to blow up a balloon, and blow it up until it pops, and then everybody gets a chance, and then 8 minutes later you get your breath back, and you try it again, and then 8 minutes later, and as people are not able to pop, Joe, what is this contest?
Explain. Well, originally it was balloons or dollars, but regardless of that.
But balloons or dollars?
Balloons or dollars.
Oh, balloons or dollars.
Now, I never heard about, where did that come from? What is that?
Well, it was originally, the idea was to blow up a water balloon, then a circus animal balloon, and then a party balloon, and then one of those kids balloons that...
Punching
balloons.
Okay.
But you can't blow up a water balloon without popping an eye out. And you can't blow up an animal balloon without popping an eye out.
Where's the dollars part of this?
Well, each one was going to be for a set dollar amount. You're going to pop as many as you could in a certain amount of time, and whoever popped the most won the money.
Balloons.
Okay. See, I was thinking that maybe this might be might, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Might be good. Might really, truly suck. Especially if it's our big Super Bowl game. So let's have Joe now give us a demonstration of how exciting this game would be.
All right. I got a new name for it. Oh, that was lovely, Joe.
It's winter time.
A little cold outside. Yeah. I got a new name for it. Let's have an aneurysm.
Well, the thing is, if you blow it up really quick, you get very lightheaded. So if you do more than one and you just keep it going, then somebody could die. You know I am the listener's friend.
Yeah, so I know you like the...
Your idea would be that you would just do this as fast as possible. Go.
Thank you, Rob, for reminding him to go on mic. Anytime now.
It was at this point that they said... When it pops, it's the real payoff.
Yeah. It is large now. It's approaching beach ball size.
Look how it grows.
There it is. Yeah.
Woo!
How are you? How you feeling?
I would like to sit down now.
Okay, so. You should be at the rink.
Yeah. Yeah, no, see, I'm getting all these details now as they trickle in. So it would be... We'd have the sound of more than one person.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Blowing. Uh-huh.
Because you might have like four people at a time, and it'd be one, two, and three, and the last one would be out.
Okay. This is why I thought this idea was really not too good.
Right.
Except that, well, how will people want to drive around in their cars after a long day of work and listen to people blowing up balloons on the air? And then Joe said, but wait, when you get to the final round, uh-huh. you blow up a punching bag.
Yeah.
And, right. And I said, well, how would you have enough lung power, enough breath left, to blow up a punching bag after you've blown up, maybe if you've been...
See, that's funny, Don. How would you?
They'd fall down.
Give us a try.
Would you?
Give it a try. Now, Joe.
If you blew up a lot of balloons, would you?
Now, you have
all right.
You
Joe, have, on
take
mic.
A little longer, so talk amongst yourselves.
All right, now get close to the microphone.
Now, these are tougher balloons. They're thicker rubber and bigger, so harder to blow up. They require
yeah.
more air.
All right,
air.
That's the final round balloon. It looks like a watermelon.
It does.
I wish I had a watermelon.
Didn't you have one of these things when you were a kid?
Stop being funny. I'm just,
okay, yeah. Let's do the game Joe wants. Let's just be quiet.
All right, that's a big one.
All right, I'm feeling really lightheaded too.
All right, and he hasn't even started blowing up the
right
balloon
after
yet.
It popped, I walked through a huge cloud of Joe's breath.
Oh, I bet he's got a lot of breath in there right now.
See, maybe this idea really is not ready for air quite yet.
Well, I think if you can listen carefully, there's not a tremendous amount of sound.
Not in this balloon, anyway. Yeah.
And,
right.
And in theory, the fellas had people going through six and seven rounds of blowing up the balloon.
Oh, man.
The regular balloon.
Oh, man. He's, the look. Color has washed completely out of his face.
How can you tell?
Of course, he is a regular smoker, so we have to point that out.
How can you tell? Yes.
All right.
I don't think this is really a Super Bowl worthy game.
This is amazing.
You're never gonna pop that thing by blowing it up.
You will.
Mm-mm.
How many times have I asked this? Are you close?
Any minute, baby.
So anyway, they all signed off on this. The big meeting that I had was, they said, we got it set, here it is. It was like a pitch meeting.
Right.
The people in here, and they're blowing up these crazy balloons. And
which will happen first?
The high-def TV. And I
somehow think that balloons are only funny on the radio if they're filled with water. Or condiments.
Oh. Hold on.
Now imagine going...
Is it close to breaking?
I don't know.
Imagine going through this with... they originally thought of upwards of 10 listeners.
This is an extremely difficult task that he has.
Sure is.
He may pass
and it's
out.
Going to be quite violent when the when it's. What are you listening for, Joe?
I hear a leak.
Well, that might just be through here.
This is a loud. I've heard this balloon explode.
Hello there.
Loud.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Are we going to get some instant reviews?
Yeah. Hello. I think so. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Yeah, that the game you guys are thinking about playing sounds like a game I used to play when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It would make us pass out. We'd breathe real hard, real fast for like 30 seconds, and then we'd hold our breath, and then we'd pass out for like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and when we woke up, it was just a weird game. Our hearing would be all...
The pass out game.
I should point out, as exciting...
It's called a volcano.
As exciting as passing out is, it doesn't involve a lot of sound.
No, it doesn't.
That seems to be the problem.
Asphyxiation never does.
Joe
right.
is still wearing, and Buzz, you're really into that, aren't you? That's that whole NXS
now,
thing.
Now, Joe, I see a little hole at the end of the far end, which might be causing this problem.
I'm curious.
There's a, at the elastic end of the balloon, there's a hole. Is that where air is coming out?
Listen to that. I hear the, put the,
put the air
in. Put the end
hole
up.
Put
Joe! Joe! Put the other end up to the microphone.
Oh, there it is.
There's the leak, yeah.
Well, it's faulty.
It's never going to pop now.
It's made in
never
China.
Pop.
China. Well, we'll do another one.
Hey, hold that up there for a second. You just hear...
Exciting.
That's exciting.
There you go. imagine that times 10.
Wow.
And that's our big Super Bowl.
Can I play it? Let me play it. Can I play it, please? Thank you. I'm very good at this.
Mike wants to make noises with the balloon.
Well, I mean, that's sad. I mean, imagine a kid who would have gotten that.
Yeah, brokenhearted.
No
like
fun.
Don't forget, Joe's mouth has been all over that thing. And you know where Joe's mouth has been.
And his breath is inside.
You're listening. That's Mike making something out of nothing.
Playing.
I had Progresso soup for lunch.
Way back in the wagon train days. This is how DJs abuse their audience. They say, hey, settlers, I really got a fart.
Oh, that's just filled with Joe breath. Filled with Joe nicotine coffee breath.
Got it all over your hands.
Jesus.
Hello, Don, and Mike Show.
This is my Purell.
Well, this sucks, Joe. No offense. Or what idea this was.
I like the idea, though, of tryouts, Don. I think tryouts are fun. I mean, frankly, the tryout segment was not bad. Relying on it and building it up to a big promotion would be difficult.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Howdy.
Hey, did these guys have 7 weeks to come up with this?
Well, now, friend, can I tell you something? You're reading my mind. You are reading my mind. Welcome to my world. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joe's really almost out of gas here.
How's it going, Joe?
It's almost there.
That doesn't have a hole in the end. Hold that up to the microphone. I don't think there's any air coming out.
Nope,
nothing.
All right, keep going. Keep blowing.
Joe's not the only one out of breath.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Great. Listen, two things. One, you can kill yourself by hyperventilating. And secondly, I've got another lookalike for Joan Rivers.
You've got another lookalike for Joan Rivers?
Oh, and hold on. Someone Googled her, Mike. Born in 1933.
I don't believe that.
So that would make her 40, 50, 60, 70.
74.
You know, let's add 10 to that, I bet.
Yeah.
Bet she was a baby of the 20s.
Right.
Hello? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh!
There's the balloon.
Wow. There it is. Wasn't that exciting?
Okay.
Ooh.
Under us, really.
Ooh, scary. Here it is.
Okay, back to the toy shop, Joe.
Right, Fireman Jim.
Back to Santa's Mountain.
Yeah? Okay.
My mind's just going a mile a minute here, thinking about what you could do with the balloons. You could certain things and put them in balloons. The type of things that when the balloon popped would be very disturbing for you, would get all over you, and then there'd be one balloon that would have the magic prize in it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be fun. Sorry, I'm just talking out loud.
Sorry.
Maybe I should do that on my own time.
It was better than their idea, Mike.
Like you put, where are we with, things that come out of the body? I guess we can't
do like our own pus or our own number three, but you couldn't do it.
We're like dog.
With urine?
We couldn't do dog stuff.
Or dog poo?
No.
What about dog pus? My dog's got an incredible hot spot where we pulled a tick out.
Oh.
And I swear to God, it's like that website we had yesterday.
Popthatzit.com.
He has this thing licked to it where it almost looks like in that movie Signs with Mel Gibson where they have the out of the crops where they've got the big it looks like someone came down and cut circles in the crop.
That is gross.
That is what is there's a big gigantic crop circle on the side of my German Shepherd's left side of his body, and it's where my girlfriend pulled the tick out, and apparently it was the tick of all ticks.
So he's had it in there for a long time.
Oh, the thing
had
been living in there, had the furniture, a landlord.
Oh, man, ticks.
And it's just that pus city. Now, you fill up a balloon with my dog's pus.
Right.
And you blow it up. But, boy, oh, boy, you'd have to have a lot of pus in there to really have it go everywhere
You could put anything. Something that stained. Anything that's stained. Like,
what about mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise would be fine. But, see, they'd know that was in there.
What about a balloon full of ticks?
I tell you what,
live ticks.
Why don't we just go back right now and get a condiment and put a condiment in one of those balloons.
And see what happens?
Bring Joe back.
All right.
Give it a try, please.
Ketchup, maybe.
I've got mustard and mayonnaise upstairs because I'm making my own lunch now.
I say heavy on the mayo, please.
We never mayo. Had mustard out.
Fill that up. Mere deer.
Mere deer?
Like in Subway. Mere deer.
You want combo? Mere deer.
The road GI.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Welcome to Subway. I love you wrong time, huh?
or maybe it's just our Subway that we go to.
Well, it was. My Subway now is lechua. Saboiga, sal y pimienta y mayonesa. That's Hispanic. It's a Hispanic Subway shop that we have here. Back in Fairfax, it was more Korean.
Mere deer.
Mere deer.
You want mere deer?
Now. Hello. Eat sandwich now.
You still there?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm still here. Look-alike for John Rivers. Fireman Jim Carrey on Living Color.
Fire Marshal Bill.
I think Buzz.
Fire Marshal Bill, one of the greatest characters ever.
Thank you, my friend. Good one.
Speaking of not looking your best, we've lost a great one from the showbiz world. Sad news today.
Oh, Buzz is excited. Real Buzz?
Lily Munster. Yvonne DiCarlo. Dead at the age of 84.
Turn off the tip.
Why don't we put her remains in a balloon?
Buzz, you did what you wanted to do. You duped us on that one. You got us all thinking, and then it was just Lily Munster.
Yeah, let's get her remains, put them in a balloon, let people blow it out.
She was lovely, right?
Let her explode all over the place.
Lily.
Lily. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, got a question or comment on the contest.
Yeah, be my guest.
Which?
The old college contest. Drink a gallon of milk in a half hour and hold it down.
Done it.
Done it already, my
friend.
Been
there, done that.
Listen, we're strictly in the area of balloons now. And we've already done balloon sex on the show as well.
Right.
I mean, at one point we had naked girls in here popping balloons with their asses. Oh. Now that's a balloon game, boy.
Now wait, now see, that's almost worth doing again.
That's a balloon game.
Revisiting. Yeah.
Here's Joe now with the balloon that's full of what, Joe?
Mustard.
Oh.
All right, let it go, boy.
How about scorpions?
We're going to have to
repaint. Scorpions, yeah. Right? That's
can
off of
the... Can you do this outside? Because it's going to go on the equipment and get a mess. It's going to get on us.
You really think so? I have such little faith in this.
I think that no matter how much you put in there, it's going to fly, baby.
Mustard stains. Do we have a microphone outside?
We have ready-made microphones outside.
Okay. All right, well, Joe, get outside.
Actually, can he do it down there so we can look out the window and see it? I mean, really, what's the fun if you and I can't really see what's going on?
Car, Mike.
Right there.
I thought we could just go to the front door and watch him. But
oh, hey, we can go to the front door.
I don't care. Oh, yeah. Get him right down there by that red minivan bit down there.
Okay.
See that? See that, like, Ford minivan down
now
there?
Now I'm laughing.
So we can watch it.
Because the people that are going to the acupuncturist will be, having a good time.
All right, so we'll test out your theory, Mike, to see if we can actually put condiments in there.
Hi, guys. How many pins can you put in yourself?
Hello, who is that?
That's me. It's Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'm Rob Spiewak. I'm going out to Mike Joe.
Hi, Joe. There he goes. You know, Don,
Mike?
Can you see him when he gets down by that red minivan?
Let me know. I'm actually talking about that maroon van.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Here's a quiz for you. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
What about the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald besides being maybe the greatest dance record ever?
I can't hear them.
I think you screwed yourself.
Hi, Joe.
We're going to do it next to this nice Cadillac Escalade.
Hey, shut up, Joe. Get away from my car.
All right, here we go.
Pronunciation on that Escalade.
Hey, you on the phone. Hold on a second, please, okay?
All right,
hold on, my friend. Hold on a second.
I need a little extra marmalade on my toast.
who am I kidding? This is not going to be an instantaneous thing.
He's blowing up the yellow balloon.
I go back to the guy that was just on hold. Hey, yeah, go ahead. It's going to take Joe a couple seconds to blow this thing up.
All right,
hold on a second.
Here we go.
He's got to move more by the van. I can't see him.
Move down by the van, Rob. Get him to move down by the van.
That Ford that's been...
Oh, mustard, whatever.
Oh, there wasn't enough in there.
Oh, but Joe's got a great spatter.
He really does. How much splatter was there, Mike?
There was a lot of splatter. I can see it from a distance, but it was really concentrated. I think we could put, like, 7 to 8 tablespoons of mayonnaise in there.
Joe just said, my eyes stink.
Yeah.
Hold on. How about one of them? Didn't we do a contest one time where we had deer urine in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How could we fill one of them with deer urine?
It was raccoon.
That was it, raccoon urine.
Raccoon urine.
It was that stinky stuff that gets rid of the deer. Is that what it was? Is that why?
What you do is you put substances in every balloon, and one of the substances that's in there just is less of a bad substance, and that's the winner.
The winning substance.
You put the, it's the substance balloon blow. You can put mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup.
What do you put? Clorox bleach in?
Hydrochloric acid.
Anthrax.
Now that would burn through, and anthrax would be no good, but what about Clorox?
Anthrax, they'd get sick before they started blowing up a balloon.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. What's up?
That's a good cell phone you got there, sir.
Sorry, we're really, really waiting on you. That thing died on you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Record call.
Hi, how you doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. Hold on. Here comes Joe. Let's see how much he's got on him, really.
And that was just one pack of mustard. We could always put
that on. Was just like one of those individual things you get at
McDonald's.
I got
a whole thing of French's up in the refrigerator, brand new.
Tell you, those balloons would be good for the birds.
Oh, God.
Get out of here, Joe.
All right, we've given him too much air time.
Bye-bye.
That always backfires.
All right, well, we'll do the balloon thing at some point.
Yeah.
We'll fill the balloons up with something, but we still need a better Super Bowl contest.
Exactly.
Hello?
You could fill them up with a little bit of bong water from Buzz's next break.
See, now everybody's contributing the substances to put in the balloon.
Hello there.
Other liquids to donate as well.
Hey, I got it.
God,
Buzz.
All the balloons will have goo in them.
Hold on there.
But one of the balloons with the goo will also have a little coin. That signifies a winner. Or like a little piece of paper. Something you can't tell is in there, and we put all the balloons with goo, so everybody gets filthy, everybody gets disgusting, but one of the balloons has a tiny little piece of paper that says winner on it.
All right, I would do that at some point.
That sound good?
Sure, we could do that at some point.
Okay. And then you and I can come up with stuff to put in there.
Well, I'm going to go with the raccoon urine.
Coon urine.
That would be, more accurately, as they called it, coon urine.
That's
you're
exactly
right.
What the product was called.
Right. Good old CU, my alma mater.
It'd be wonderful.
Coon urine. Hello?
Don Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, listen, Mike, did you check and see if there was any busted balloons in your trash can down there in Florida?
Why is that?
Well, because maybe that spatter was them blowing up balloons with brown gravy in it.
Remember, Mike, America's Got Talent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know something, or tell you guys something you could put inside of one of the balloons.
Yeah?
Yeah, it could be SARS.
SARS. SARS. Now, where could you find SARS today? You got to go all the way back to the Orient to get it.
I think I've got some.
SARS.
Ah, I just thought of something really good.
What's that?
Wasabi.
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 You can put your eye out. Wasabi would be great.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong.
Sir. Hi, Kim. Good moves. You're number one.
Kim is the Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Unforgettable.
Stand by for hot geisha action.
Oh, geisha. We've never had a geisha on this show.
That's how you stay.
That's right, Jackie Chan. Her name is Pi. P-Y.
Oh, my.
Hello, Pi.
It's incredible.
Air pie.
So chocolate pie.
Air pie.
And I.
Chocolate pie.
Am I lemon meringue pie?
Apple pie.
Frosted cream pie.
Blueberry pie. Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Don and Mike Show.
Sweet tater pie.
Celebrating 20 years of genius, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you must admit that. We are now beginning our 22nd year of mediocrity together.
22nd years.
Correct.
22nd year. 22nd. The 22nd years. The what?
This is the 22nd year.
Okay.
You and I have been America's most beloved and most misunderstood radio duo.
Over two decades in service.
2 decades of screwing the pooch. 2 decades of almost getting it right.
Almost, but not quite.
2 decades.
That's going to be the title of my book. Almost, but not quite.
2 decades of blowing up balloons.
With stuff in them.
Okay, here she is now. And her book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha.
Ah, wow.
And she has a website,
AmericanGeishaHouse.com. Here's a Pi. Hi, Pi.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you, Pi?
Very good.
How are you?
Hello?
We're here. We're very, I didn't know they had geishas in America.
Well, as American geisha, I just called the American for American woman who wants to get married and then have a love.
Now, do you have experience with the geisha culture in Japan?
I'm a Korean. I'm Korean.
Korean.
There's
okay.
a Korean kissing in Korea, and then I did some research, and then I realized the Korean kissing and Japanese geisha have a similar archetype of a femininity, classy sexiness, and beauty to attract men.
I'm reading part of a book here.
Is it naughty?
I'm going to have to be careful with this because we're on the radio.
Okay, very good.
I have to be careful, too.
She does suggest that the genital area be soft as grease. And one of the titles...
Hers or the man?
No, the ladies. And one of the titles of one of the we can certainly say this. One of the subtitles here is called Looking at Your Vagina.
Oh, you can say that word?
Yes, you can. Not repeatedly, but you
can't say it over and over again, but we can say it once.
You have vibrator lube and handheld mirror.
Uh-huh.
And you have shaved your area naked.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to acquaint yourself with your genitals. For the very first session, you'll want bright lights so you can use the mirror's two sides, close-up and extra close-up, to see in magnified detail your and anal, often hidden in that visually inaccessible place down there between your thighs.
Oh, so you want to make sure that it looks just right, right?
That's true, too. Make sure how you feel with your own body before you actually have sex with a man.
Amen. That's the first round of applause I'm going to give her.
Tell me something, Pi. If you were with an American man, and I've never had the pleasure, I've only been with American women, and God knows they're way too opinionated for me. It's always, what can I do? I want to go vote. I want to burn my bra.
Needy, Don. Very needy.
I want to watch 30 Rock while you want to watch a sporting event. They run the remote controls. They run our lives.
Not to mention the spending.
Yet you, I got the feeling if you were my geisha or Mike's geisha, you would just bend over backwards, no pun intended,
so to speak,
to do anything at all the man wanted. Would that be correct?
Yes. Mixture is, you know what, the men are very simple. I believe Don and Mike, you are simple, Mr. Simple.
Yeah, we are extremely simple.
I want to follow up on that, Pi.
Yes.
Men are very simple. I agree with you. Tell us why. We are very simple creatures, aren't we? And I think American women don't realize just how simple we are.
How?
Yeah, just to surrender what men want. Just to surrender what
surrender.
The realities of what men are.
Really? I love her. I love her a lot.
And Mike, let me toss you a softball. You must ask her about her shrine to the penis.
you have a shrine to... Now, is this a shrine just to the concept of the penis or a specific person?
Yeah, it's the concept of a shrine. Shrine doesn't mean build a temple... Small temple inside a bedroom. I'm not saying it's a temple. It's a shrine. It's the way ritual, the worship of your man's manhood.
Yeah.
So
you can hang
what's called the collage of your naked picture, having sex with a hand, cut it out, and then put the pictures in the frame.
Did you say having sex with your hand?
Now,
I daddy likey that.
Now, this wouldn't be...
Daddy likey.
Would this shrine be something... This is obviously something you wouldn't want to put in the living room, right?
No. It's a living room. Actually, you know, there's a concept of become a lady in the living room and then be a whore in the bedroom.
Hold on a second.
What's not to like?
Hold on a second. Here's another part from my book. You're going to love this.
Okay.
God, if only my girlfriend had read this, if only Mike's girlfriend had read this, Buzz's wife, Rob's wife, everybody, listen to this.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is called, it's just along among the American geisha plan. There are these statements expressed sincerely and consistently will begin to guarantee your success. This is your mantra. Read them aloud.
All right, listen. I really, really think this is going to be important, so please listen carefully.
I want more than anything to be in love and married to a good man within 12 months. I care more about love and marriage to a good man than I do about food. That's right, because it's very important that the woman not let herself go.
Oh. Now, I'm sorry to keep applauding, Fi, but you seem to make a lot of sense.
And then
thank you.
She has the American Geisha Weight Loss and Maintenance Plan.
Ah. Can I quote something that I read here also, though?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Fi says the best way, and listen, please, if you're writing this down, I think really note-taking would be approved in this.
Please.
Fi says the best way to make sure your man stays true is to worship him and his penis.
Is what I've been saying.
And I the shrine is part of that. I think it's wonderful. Are you married, Pi?
Yes, I'm married for 8 years.
8 years, eight happy years.
Pi would
happy years.
If I was married to you, would you worship my penis?
Since I'm an American geisha, I don't entertain any other men except my husband.
I don't do that to any man. Pi, I said if we were married.
Because
I'm in a committed relationship as well, but if we were married, you would worship.
Of course, but make sure you are a good man. Good man means who has
I'm salt of the
values
earth.
And an honest. Are you honest?
Here's another question. Yes, honest to a fault. When you, if I asked you in the morning to,
uh-huh.
to wake up and sing a song of good morning to my penis, would you do it every morning?
It depends on what situation, but I don't say no to him, my husband, at all, because I say no to him, he feels like he got rejected by his manhood.
Right.
Yes.
So
and,
don't.
And I didn't. I was not implying some sexual act. I mean, seriously, if you would get down at the foot of the bed and go, good morning, Mr. Penis. I love the penis. I love your penis.
Oh. There's so many good things in here, Don.
Would you sing a penis song right now? Would you just for a second?
Pie and penis together.
Oh, very nice. I like that. She says, sleep naked always. And here's something I think you'll enjoy, Don.
Yeah,
being naked is getting kind of cold. So it makes you can actually lose weight in the cold bedroom. So, but the naked is more intimate.
Yes.
With a husband.
Yeah. Be quiet together. Comfortably.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You should tattoo that on women's foreheads.
Tattoo
it backwards so they can read it in mirrors.
And laugh together. That's a good one, too. Besides the worship of the penis, what else do you do? Like, do you prepare meals for your man? Do you keep the house clean? Just, I mean, I'm following up on some of it.
No, I don't really believe that cleaning up, that's a woman's job, and that makes a man happy. I don't think that's what the man wants. You know, you can hire
a housekeeper.
I seriously think that's what men want to.
Right. Then you are tired because you're cleaning, cooking. So at night, sorry, I'm really tired. I don't have energy to have sex with you.
Right.
Well, then save your energy for your man.
But a man might not like a dirty house.
It's all right. But then you hire someone to do it.
She's been in America a few years.
I'm also reading now her tips for women about keeping themselves beautiful and sexy. Hold on. Breath.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Breast. You want firmer, want to remove extraneous hairs, better bra support for design,
mm-hmm.
braless clothes to reveal or emphasize. Let me see. Your vaginal area should be more visible, isolated from your thighs. That would make it seem daintier and smaller.
So that means making your thighs smaller, right?
Yeah, and then you have a space between two thighs.
Yes.
That's right, honey.
So it's good for your men.
I believe in America, Pi, that is sometimes referred to as the gap.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually go to a beach and see women in a bikini, and you can analyze women sometimes by the gap, and that's the space between their thighs.
Am I not talking about the
I didn't have
store?
A gap at all, so my husband at the time, boyfriend, told me, you don't have a space. I didn't understand what he was talking about because I was 40 pounds overweight.
Oh, yeah.
And then
two
thighs all rubbing each other and then got hurt and a sore, and then I had to put the Vaseline all the time.
Yeah.
And now I do have a space, 1 inch space. And
my space.
That's a very
See you at MySpace.
You've got that right, too.
Here's a question for you, for any guy that might be thinking about getting a geisha. Of course, as you've indicated, you're the geisha. It's important that you're in shape, you're tight, you look good. if the guy lets himself go, he's a great guy with a good
heart. He's a good man.
He's a good man with good morals, and he doesn't lie to you. But he's, let's say, 100 to 250 pounds overweight. How would you feel about that? Let's say he was the salt of the earth.
Wonderful man, good provider.
Type of man you'd bring back to the Orient to meet your mama's son.
No, the man's physical part is not that important. But you know, if he's overweight and a big belly, I cannot see his penis.
But what?
Because it's covered by the big belly.
Right.
But what about when he gets excited?
And if he lies down.
By the his belly, too. So make sure your penis is showing to your woman, then lose weight and then show.
See, I don't like hearing a geisha. No. In America, a geisha would never tell her man to lose weight.
No, that's bad geisha.
You can't worship what you can't see.
How much does your man weigh?
He's a 6'3", tall. So I'm only 4'9".
You're only 4'9".
So I'm 90 pounds, and he's 180 pounds. So he's not that heavy.
180 at 6'2 is in great shape.
That's like one of our left legs.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
But fat guys are okay, right?
Yes.
Would you treat a fat guy like a Buddha if you walk around all the time with just a robe on?
Would you rub his belly?
Are you talking about that size?
No, I'm talking about the stomach. Would you rub his tummy?
Oh, I do sometimes.
He has
a kind of big stomach. He's a very skinny guy, but I don't know. When you get older, do you have a big stomach?
Yes, of course.
He has a big stomach, so I kind of inspire him and say, you know what? I like to see your penis. So,
what do you wear, Pie? What do you wear around the house?
Around the house?
Yes.
I'm not that sexy. I'm not that sexy at home.
Oh,
because
you're not.
I don't feel sexy at home. And then I told him, you know what? I don't feel sexy at home. Would you take me out? Then I fixed my hair and then showing my...
Starting to sound a little more American.
Yeah, what does the man have to say to you? Darling, I've been out all day working. I don't want to go anywhere tonight. Would you then say okay? Or would you start the incessant whining that you never get out of the house and that... the kids are driving you crazy.
Okay, tell him that, you know what, I would love to feel sexy, but at home I don't feel sexy. Would you take me out?
It's not all that important, Pie, to go out to.
Right, it's a good
really
way
not.
To go out.
Hold on. Pie. Who's the geisha and who's the man?
Right.
Who's the geisha, who's the man?
That's right,
Thank you. The
geisha,
we're
the
man.
Right.
That means you don't go out. You know, go out at night.
What is the sexiest thing a geisha can do for her man?
Everything.
Everything. Make sure, yes, you sleep naked. And whenever...
Yeah,
go ahead, sure.
Okay, then give that credit to him. You have an orgasm and then give him that credit.
Would you fake one?
Thank you.
Why would you fake it so that the man feels like you had one?
Right.
Would you fake it? Would you pretend?
Oh, and then, okay, of course I'm in heaven after that. So after 5 minutes, and I kind of wake up and...
Well, let's say you're with Mike or I, though. With me or with Mike. And
you weren't satisfied.
And you didn't, but we would want you to pretend like you were. Would you pretend like you would? And then would you rub our big Buddha bellies? And tell us how good we are?
Pie?
Yes?
Well, I guess she didn't understand the
question.
Would
you, so that we think you are satisfied.
Oh, make sure you have, you know what, you women sometimes are fake.
Yes. Yes. Do you fake it, Pi? Do you ever fake it?
Oh, of course. Every woman fakes.
Oh, good. Okay. But
even I do it.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to fake because it's
That's
over.
Right. You realize our time is limited. We're important men. We have dragons to slay and skyscrapers to build.
Pi, in minutes, how long do you think a man needs to last for you?
1 hour.
1 hour. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
What if the man was so turned on by you that he could only restrain himself perhaps for 2 American minutes?
It's all right. 2 minutes is okay. Sometimes a quickie is the best way to do it.
What if it was a solid diet of quickies? But again, the man would be totally...
A solid diet of quickies. That's your book. That's going to be your book. Don Geronimo's A Solid Diet of Quickies.
But the man would be totally satisfied in every way and think you are the best geisha in the world. Would that be okay with you?
Of course.
Ah, here's another question, Pi.
Yes?
What if that man, the big man that looks like Buddha, that has the big belly, wants wants you to bring one of your friends into the bedroom, one of your girlfriends into the bedroom with him? How do you feel about that?
You mean threesome?
Yes, threesome.
Well, if that is a man's fantasy and you already talk about it's okay to do threesome together,
yeah.
Then I'm okay with that.
Very good.
I want it, actually. I'm curious by it. Curious by.
Yes.
So I want you to have a relationship with a woman. And that's what my husband wanted, and we tried to actually arrange the threesome.
Yes.
But I was kind of freaked out.
Yes.
What if he leaves me because the girlfriend is more beautiful?
Maybe
I was not confident enough.
Right, but now you are?
But now, yes, I'm kind of ready to go out for threesome.
Good for you.
Oh, very, very good.
My husband's a fantasy.
Oh.
I should satisfy his fantasy, too.
It's many, many American men's fantasy.
The last thing I want to ask you about here in your book, Pi, is, and your book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha.
Right
here, I love this. Tell me about this part right here that says, no manipulation.
Yes.
Now, I, of course, would like to be manipulated in a sexual way.
Right.
But,
in fact, it probably is your first choice.
I do like handies across
Never
America.
Never use sex as a weapon. You know, a woman uses sex as a weapon. I do sometimes. If you don't clean
bad
up,
geisha,
no
bad geisha.
Sex
is a weapon. Bad
That's
geisha.
Manipulation, actually.
Right.
And he told me, you never, 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 never say that to me at
right.
all.
That's, right. He's a good man, your man, to say that to you.
One more. Hi, one more question for you here.
Yes?
Who has the final word in the household?
Who has the final word?
Who is the real boss?
Who's the boss?
I think of two people together.
Oh.
No, that's wrong.
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 Who has it? Woman.
The man.
The man.
Very good.
You
let
have
him,
to. Yes,
let him be a hero and then let him be a winner, actually.
Yes.
That's a better way. You try to compete with your man, it doesn't help at all.
Oh, you're
right.
Hold on, hold
let
on,
him
hold on.
Win.
Pi. The
yes.
worst thing they could have done was send us a copy of your book. Because I want to tell you, on one hand, I'm reading something that's very good.
Very good.
Rules for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Express your love daily to the man.
Very good.
And she writes and you say, I love you, I like who you are, you make me happy.
Right.
But listen to this part. Rules for a married man.
Oh.
Now,
oh, no,
off,
not rules for a married
off, there
man.
There should be no rules with a geisha, but here's the rule.
Absolutely no rules.
Wear your wedding ring 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. Here's number two. I know we have a problem with this one. Be nice.
Oh, no. That's very hard
Hold
for
on.
American men.
Number three, I hate to say this, Pi, but you're sounding like the typical American bitchly cowcorn woman right here. Do household chores before she asks.
Oh, no, 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 no. You have to reprint this book and take that out.
Listen to her problem.
Hey, listen.
Phone home if you will be late.
Okay, she gives all the pleasure and she gives you credit.
Don't spend too much time on TV. You wrote in your book, don't spend too much time on TV. What is wrong with you? You're a geisha.
Oh, no, all those rules have to be. How about this? We have to throw out all the rules for men.
Those are wrong. Pi,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, we're just trying to help you.
There can be no rules for men.
No rules.
No rules. You go now. No rules.
Well, Pi, you're very nice and very sweet, and I hope you make a lot of money on your book.
You know what? If your woman follows these tips, the sex secrets of an American geisha,
uh-huh.
your man's fantasy will come true.
And Pi, is it okay for the men to ignore the rules at the end of the book?
That's all right, because he's a human being, too.
Right.
He makes mistakes.
Very good.
Here's
yeah.
what we do, Pi. I'm going to bring this book home to my girlfriend.
Very good.
What I'm going to do is just see what I'm doing right now?
He's going to.
He's ripping out the rules.
I can give you another copy. Don't do that. Someone told me that they rolled the weed out of the page and they got high. And
that would be Mr. Burbank.
Yes, you got high on the road. High on her boy.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Pi, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Yeah.
Can I leave my website?
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Mention your website again.
www.americangeishahouse.com.
Well, we'll have a link on our website. You keep serving men, and remember, the world revolves around men. You wouldn't be here if not for a man.
Thank you.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Thank you, Pi.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Okay, good luck here.
Okay, bye.
Hold on, long time.
Bye.
Hold on, please.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, American Pie.
There she goes.
Oh, you can actually, could you feel some of the poison coming into her and being in this country? That her concepts at the beginning were so solid, and then at the very end, she's becoming Americanized.
You know what?
Tragedy.
It's the word that I hate. She was becoming an independent thinker.
Yes, yes. All those rules.
Rules for men.
The TV rule. Boy, I really admire your restraint there. You know, it was fantastic at the beginning. Can you imagine walking in and you walk in and you look and see these Polaroid pictures of your thing on the wall? Hey, yeah, that's her shrine to me.
For my penis.
Right.
They're so supportive of me. That went great.
Would it be worth the trade-off if there was a shrine to your penis if you had to do chores before she asked?
No, I can do without the shrine.
Really? And I got news for you, honey. The shrine to my penis, it lives right up here, right between my ears. Okay. Shrine open 24 hours a day.
That's right, sir.
Come and worship.
She's unforgettable.
She truly is. That'll do it for Pie.
Pie.
That's Secrets of an American Geisha. Did she really did talk this way?
Yes, she did. Pie, I swear.
Oh, people are calling for her.
Unforgettable.
We didn't get any of these calls. Hello, Mike. You're on the air. She's not here right now, but go ahead.
Hi, Don and Mike. I really wanted to ask her, you know, I was enjoying the interview up till I heard the first chink in the armor. And That's when she said something about the fat, and then it got progressively worse and worse and worse, and I'm like, God!
Yeah, I agree.
I love you guys, man.
You.
Welcome back.
There's no perfect woman out there.
No. I really thought for a while there we were going to have the total subservient. You know, I thought we were going to go back to the 1950s for a while, then it did start to go south. Or east.
Hello, Geisha. You know what I'd like to see you do? Take off all your clothes. Good girl. Now, order Daddy a pizza. All right, now, turn the TV on. Now, take my underpants off. Quick, put them on your head. Now, dance, monkey, dance.
And, of course, after we're finished, silence.
Now, come here. Use your hands. Now, leave.
Right.
But you didn't follow the rules.
Here's a little fantasy for you. You give her the remote, not to use, just so you can bark out the channel numbers. How cool would that be?
You know, that's the way that they did it like
that. 82.
That's the way they did it back in, like, Etude Brute time.
Right? Yes.
You know. I've seen the show Rome on HBO.
Channel 7!
And a bunch of guys with their ropes and pulleys and their big medieval slingshots.
Sure.
Have to get things going. It's almost like one of those mousetrap things.
Right.
You have to get the channel to change.
Like Caligula.
Thank you, Mike. It always comes back to Caligula.
That movie made an impression on me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I need her. I need her to crack my back.
She'd do that for you.
I'm sure she would.
How come you didn't ask her if she did the moonwalk on American Men back?
Well, because I'm sure that there would be a bit of an attitude with it.
Very attractive. I mean, her picture was in the book, and she's very, very attractive.
She's slight in the breast area.
Yes, she is, but I think she'd make up for it.
Yeah, but she's definitely cute. But I get the feeling that if she was walking on your back, she'd be telling you something. Did you take out garbage like I asked you in advance?
Yeah, and she'd be wearing, like, you know, you know, big, ugly panties and stuff because she's, you know, she doesn't dress sexy around the house. She made that real clear. She only dresses sexy when she's going out.
Are you wearing your wedding ring? Oh, look at the shrine to my penis, your penis. See, I mean, there was, it's like
that. It might
and
be
forth.
A little nastier than that, too. It might be like,
no TV! No TV!
Could be like that.
Right. And then, you know, she gets to be 70 years old and, you know,
Yoko Ono.
Sounds like a house full of cats.
Got big knitting needles in her hairdo.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Chopsticks.
The naughty bits, horizontal or vertical, we never found out.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Everybody's got all the stereotypes.
But
thank you, because that's really the old stereotypes are the best stereotypes. Thank you for the call.
Love you in Frisco.
See you later. Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
Don and Mike at 3 o'clock. That show is just awful. You can't listen to it.
Oh, hold on. You know what this is? I almost forgot. That station in Miami?
Right. AM 640, right?
Right, Man Talk. Still getting the calls about the show.
Very good.
Here we go.
Don and Mike at 3 o'clock. That show is just awful. You can't listen to it. A bunch of idiots. They sound like two jerks. Why don't you put some sensible people? I don't mind you changing the program, but let's put something more reasonable on. It doesn't have to be anything.
Duh.
It doesn't have to be anything that has to please old people, because I'm not an old person.
Oh, yes, you are.
But these two guys sound ridiculous and stupid. They have nothing good to say on this program, but stupid things they do all day long, and they're late for work, and they're this, and they're that, and they're white. And who wants to hear this nonsense?
You do. You're listening.
You made fun of the other program. This is worse than the last program you took off.
Thank you.
Come on, get rid of them and
Thank
put somebody there. Get a good person.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody that's important on this station.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eat dirt.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, pulling your wang.
Huh? Yeah, right.
I'm pulling your wang.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Regis?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
It's enormous, isn't it?
That is enormous, isn't it?
You want to smell it?
Let me smell you for a minute.
Ooh.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder. And I don't know. Thank God Gilman is here to do that for us.
You
because
bet.
All of a sudden, it's all about him.
Got to get
that shrine to my penis, Regis. That,
that is enormous, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you, Re-Guy.
Reege.
Let me see. Rob, I found something that you had on November 9th that we never got to. It says Don and Mike, mystery artist, Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Any idea?
I remember.
You remember?
Was.
Remember who it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Let's see who it is. Just put this in real fast.
Sounds pedestrian thus far.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
TV or movies?
Neither.
Old or
neither.
Young?
Older.
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 New dear.
Geisha. What was that?
I can give you a hint.
Okay.
This artist has been mentioned already on today's program, ironically.
Oh, it's Yvonne DiCarlo.
Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bell time.
I need more of a hint.
Yeah.
Is it Regis Philbin?
It is not. Obviously, you can tell he is from Great Britain.
I couldn't tell.
No.
He's from Great
Britain. Because he's singing, and he's singing
in
America.
And prancing in Jingle Bell Square, in the frosty air.
Is it Craig Ferguson?
No, it's a rocker.
What a bright time, it's the right time.
It's a good song, too.
Night away.
And we've mentioned him before on the show today.
On today's program.
It's not Brian Setzer.
No.
Jingle Bell time is a swell
A rocker.
A British rocker, his key decade was the 80s.
Mentioned today.
You go gliding in a one-horse sleigh.
You got me by the short hairs. Who is it?
My favorite way to have you. Billy Idol.
We mentioned Billy Idol today?
Yeah, you mentioned that Rosie O'Donnell looks like him.
That's
the jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
You know, now it does sound like Billy Idol.
But, you know, that was a good call on the Brian Setzer, because Billy Idol and Brian Setzer aren't too far apart.
Mingle
right?
In the jingling feet, that's the jingle bell rock.
Trash a hotel room.
I think it's
a swell room.
I think it's nice that he hasn't thrown in the towel. He's still in there rocking.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that's Joe. That's Joe throwing the jingle bell rock.
Joe Ardinger?
Joe.
The Jingle Bells Rock.
Joe!
British recording artist Joe Ardinger.
I like Joe's new sound, too.
Ah!
That's Joe's Charlie Manson scream.
Joe's Ardinger.
Ah!
I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, which one of these tapes bothers you more? This.
Ah!
Charles Manson killed many people. Or Jean Smart taking her role on 24. A little too seriously.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. In my opinion, I think that not only is it a brilliant, just a brilliant action show, just on that level, but also, too, because of what's going on in the world, I think that it satisfies somehow a deep fear that we all have right now. And there's something very satisfying about watching the show.
See, to me, she's scarier than Charlie Manson.
Yeah, you know, can I tell you why I'm going to go with the Charlie Manson?
With Charlie M., you know what you're getting. But with her, all you're getting is a disillusioned actress who believes that 24 somehow is more than just escapist entertainment.
But it's the way she sounds.
Yeah?
To me. She sounds sexy. I don't know why she sounds sexy, and I know she's a little long in the tooth, but... I remember those scenes in 24 where she was showing just a bit of lingerie, and she was showing the twins, and I got a thing for Jean Smart.
You might want to watch, what was that stupid show with the...
Designing Women?
What's Designing Women?
See, I never watched an episode of Designing Women. I don't think I logged any time with Designing Women at all.
Lost.
It was just 24. How old would Jean Smart be? Would she be in her 50s?
Got to be approaching double nickel, I think.
Double nickel right now?
What do you think, Charlie?
She sure does sound sexy.
We got a whole bunch of tape of her talking about how she'll be back on 24.
Ah.
But she's very concerned about the image that her character will portray to America.
So she was inside the actor's studio?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. They all were. Hello.
Hey, Don. Call to see if you're going to watch Sopranos tonight, the PG-13 version on A&E.
No, you know, this to me is, this is the problem with these great HBO shows. That you have these groundbreaking shows like The Sopranos, or like, you know, my favorite HBO show of all time really is Larry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And that never translated to syndication. And I saw it on regular broadcast TV or regular cable TV.
You can't edit it.
Because they would have to take out all of the dirty words. I mean, and on the Larry Sanders show, there's a lot of F, a lot of S. You know, without the gratuitous violence that you have on The Sopranos. I've seen the ads for The Sopranos on A&E, and they even say in the ads... Not the same as on it was on HBO. You know, sanitize for your protection.
And when you have new episodes of Clean This House, why do you need to go with the retread programming when you can get brand new material with the lovely African American woman with the flower in her hair?
That's filthy, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Is this a guy doing this?
It's both fascinating and scary at the same time.
He needs to take a trying out of his mouth.
I hate it when we get a call from New York, from CBS corporate headquarters.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys kick ass. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to give you a good idea on your balloon thing.
Yes, sir. We're looking for a good idea on that.
Have them blow them up inside their own car.
Oh, with all the condiments inside. You know what, actually?
Oh, not a bad twist on that.
Rob, get out one of those crappy deal or no deal prizes. This guy gets a
That
prize.
Is a great idea. And then we can fill them all up, and they'll all have crap in them.
Now,
but not real crap, but they'll have, like, goo in them.
Right. Now we're going to take that idea.
Yep.
Now, hey, look at that. How about that? How would you like to be a junior producer on this show?
I'd love it. What do I got to do?
We got three guys in the back room, and for 7 weeks, all they could come up with is blowing up balloons.
That is brilliant.
That truly is brilliant.
That's
because,
magic.
I mean, if you put enough of the stuff in there, mayo, mustard, ketchup, whatever, you know that's going to be a real task.
And we have the wireless microphones. Right. You can do it in the parking lot, in the people's cars.
Oh, yeah.
And because you're inside your car, I think it now makes it much more worthwhile that, you put something inside that says you get the high-def TV for the Super Bowl and $1,000.
That's fantastic.
But because of that, because you are, if you lose, either way, you're going to have your car's interior detailed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I think we make the prize bigger.
Right.
And we also make our selection of condiments a little more exotic.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be condiments. It could be grape juice as well. Coffee. I mean, really, it can be, and each balloon will have
blood, human blood.
You could get like blood from a grocery store, pig's blood.
Or you could just pick one of the various spots on my body.
It'd be fantastic. That is a great idea.
Pick one of the moles that I'm sure is cancerous on my body. Help yourself. Hello, Don and Mike. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, this is the guy that's happy we're back. Oh, the guy that actually came up with the idea. Hold on.
That is a great... What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Jeff, very good idea.
All right, Jeff, we're going to steal your idea, and you want a copy of the Deal or No Deal PC game.
Wow.
There you go. That's how you...
Exactly.
Wow. And that's why I sold it as such. Prize of a lifetime. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I know what that previous caller was saying when he was running it in reverse.
What?
I could translate that for him, for you, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, I'm like a loving machine, get on up.
Was that guy doing a variation of a James Brown thing?
Get on up. Hey, Rob, what you gonna play now? Whatever it is, it's got to be funky. It's funky.
What a delightful, even if it wasn't true, what a delightful tribute to James Brown.
Yes, very nice. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I think you guys need to mix in a little of Mike's gravy in the balloon.
The gravy from my house down in Florida?
That's the one.
Yeah, I wish I had it with me. I talked to that guy today.
Oh, your buddy?
Yeah, I talked to my buddy. Everything's fine.
Oh, good.
Everything's going to be just fine. His wife will never speak to me again, but that's all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. I was wondering if you want to use my slot machine instead of the balloons.
You want to catch your breath?
Why? What do we want to use your slot machine? It doesn't make too much sense.
Will you explain?
I mean, you can use...
Come on, collect yourself, really. We're waiting to believe you.
Yeah, you can have people use water balloons.
I'm coming each over other,
and afterwards, whoever the winner is can use my slot machine. Winning.
How does your slot machine work into this?
My mother's cord. Never mind.
No, please don't go. Please don't go.
Smell my fingers.
He's gone.
Chris Hansen. My fingers smell like death. What are you going to play now?
Bobby? I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
It's got to be funky.
He will be
whatever I play. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, you should fear factor all the stuff that you put in there. Like 10-day-old fish guts that have been sitting out in the sun ground up in a blender.
All right. The idea, guys, now we're going out of control.
Yeah, I mean, the idea about doing it in the car, we'll handle putting the stuff in there, and then we'll come up with some good stuff.
Sorry, I know you're trolling for that great Deal or No Deal PC game.
Oh, darn.
Trust me, friend. Save $6.99 and it's yours. Okay? Get out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye forever. Bye. Goodbye. Another listener lost. We got a break, Mike.
They're okay. Oh, yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The more adventurous among you may remember our previous excursions into the macabre.
Sure.
Our visits to haunted hills, to tinglers, and to ghosts.
Tinglers, right.
This time, we have even a stranger tale to unfold.
Really?
Ah, blood.
Oh, good.
The story of a lovable group of people who just happened to be homicidal.
Welcome to our show.
The Don and Mike Show. Way over the line, guys.
Hey, guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
I thought Joe had a call up on the screen. We weren't able to get this from some guy who said that the thing about putting stuff in a balloon inside somebody's car is a stolen idea.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm a...
Well, then we take credit for stealing it.
You know my motto. You steal from me?
You're stealing twice.
Yeah. We'll fly with it anyway. Just want to make sure it's not like another local DJ.
The prize we gave him was also stolen, so it works out.
All of our prizes are stolen. Gotcha. Actually, I don't know. We're buying this one, right? This is, or maybe that's why it's stolen. Maybe that's why we're buying it.
We're buying it, but it's hot. It's it's a flat. What is it? About a 50-inch flat screen that we got for about $89.
It fell off a truck. Very unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a screw. We got it from down in Florida from a company that I've bought a lot of appliances from, Scratch and Dent World. That is a legitimate business down in Florida.
Soon to be Mike O'Mara's Scratch and Dent World.
It's Scratch and Dent World, and they sell all their crap that's scratched and dented, and then it's a plastic.
Hence the name Scratch and Dent.
And it's refrigerators, ranges, and all other stuff. And then it's a big banner that they have over the regular sign. And then when they're done selling all their scratched and dented stuff, they take it down, and it becomes Appliance Direct. I'm not even getting paid for that commercial.
I'm curious, would Scratch and Dent be above or below Aaron's?
I think Scratch and Dent would be below it.
Below, yeah.
But down in South Florida, people go bat-ass for that place. And I've been in there twice just looking around. I like to see what's dented. I mean, if you can pick up a refrigerator for like $250 that's worth, $700 to $800, and just because it's got a little dent on it. But then you get some of the stuff where...
That's the Fred Sanford in you coming out right now.
You don't
now.
Know what the stain is, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, I was flooded.
Could be somebody's gravy stain.
I was flooded down there, so I actually took a gander at it. But, no, I've still got my moldy refrigerator.
It's right next to Scratch and Sniff World.
Scratch and Dennis where Rob met Carrie. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy, she did the scratching.
This is the guy that called about the stolen idea?
Yes, okay, thanks for calling back.
It was on the Adam Carolla show like a month and a half ago.
He's so good.
Oh, well, you know what? That's great because no one listens to him. It doesn't matter.
So we'll get full credit for it when it's successful.
Yes, you will. Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
So there you go.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all tied together now.
Thank you for the confirmation. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Turn it down, please. Big knob, turn it to the left.
All righty. Is this Clooney and Pitt?
What?
I was trying to get a hold of Clooney and Pitt.
Speaking.
No, guys, listen. I got a little idea for you.
Hey, that's a good one-liner. That's a good one-liner. Good jab.
Clooney and Pitt.
You got more.
Yeah, I've heard you guys, refer to yourselves like that before, you know?
Yeah. Hey, well, if it's a good joke, it's worth telling again.
It's a great gag.
Dude. It is a gas, I got to tell you.
All right.
What, douche? Right. What?
If... You fill the last balloon.
Oh, no.
Like
no, I'm sorry. You're not allowed.
Fill the last balloon with your mom's placenta.
With your placenta.
Hello, Donovan.
That your mom gave up when she had you.
Your mom's extra placenta.
Michael Merrill.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, look, it's a finger guy, Mike.
Is it? Oh,
Girl
finger
house.
Guy.
Finger guy.
Oh, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yes, this is Chip.
Yes, howdy.
I wanted to let you know there's a place in Richmond called The Dump.
Is this Chip from Beauty and the Beast?
No. I am the beauty.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, there's a place down in Richmond called The Dump.
Chips Ahoy.
It'd be like Scratch and Dent World also.
It's called The Dump?
It's called The Dump.
Chips and
it's only opened on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's a chain.
And they sell secondhand stuff and scratch stuff. And
well, Scratch and Dent World turns into Appliance Direct and has the greatest Bobby Lee-like Asian guy that sells washers, dryers, dishwashers, and he is so in love with appliances. And at one point, he comes out and he looks in the camera and he goes, I love appliances! And it's fantastic. I mean, really, they don't buy... TV commercials, what they buy is the cable channel
to
run 24/7.
So they own it?
They own it. You can. I don't know if they own it, but they lease it. Mm-hmm. And you can sit there and watch this guy having a couple of toddies, a couple of drinks, as I was crying. And I would watch this for half an hour.
About the flood, not just your general crying.
I had nothing to do. Right. I mean, there was nothing on. And I watched that, and I watched Flip This House. I watch a lot of those shows. You know that.
I know you do. I'm Scratch.
I'm Deb.
And, God damn, you do a really good impression of that, who's that dead guy that looks like John Peter Lewis? The crocodile guy.
You mean Steve Irwin?
Thank you. I had a brain fart.
Steve Irwin.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
I was watching something last night. We have the tapes. I hope we have the tapes of this kid.
Bindi Irwin.
These are tapes that you are going to find, as I did, maybe a little disturbing. They, you know, they, as we mentioned before, they bring the kid out. They put her in front of everybody. You know, me daddy's dead. But come see me stage show now. Come buy me daddy's doll.
But what disturbs you the most? What disturbs me is she's not very 8-year-old like.
No.
She's especially some of the stuff she says.
She's like a grown-up version of him. It's like I've seen her talk with the mom on TV and say, you know, it was me dad's dream that we continue this.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's nice and good and she loves animals, it seems that it's all tied into merchandising and making sure that stuff gets sold. And
I'm not going to discount the fact
parks.
That she may not be a very, very bright 8-year-old and really ahead of the curve, but she does not, none of the stuff I'm hearing her say sounds like what a normal 8-year-old would say.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they said this is a 30-year-old dwarf. The thing that troubled me is they've got her like dancing with like a troupe of the Wiggles. And yeah. They're on tour.
That's what the show is. Here we go.
As the Irwin family heads to America for the G'day USA tour, Bindi says she's sure her dad will be with them.
I miss my dad a lot, but I know he's going to be there to guide me.
That's not what an 8-year-old would say.
No. Here, hold on. Here's more. On the G'day tour.
In general, though, this 8-year-old loves to reflect upon her famous father.
Your daddy would be very proud of you.
Yeah, he would. And I hope so anyway.
Sad, isn't it?
My passion is singing and dancing and saving wildlife, and I think it's so nice that I can sing and dance about wildlife, so it's really nice.
That's her passion. Most 8-year-olds' passions are eating their boogers.
I know that some kids might get stage fright and things. I don't blame them. Sometimes it's a little bit frightening, but because I've grown up and I'm used to doing all of this, it's really quite fun.
Really, she
sounds like she's 28.
Yeah,
sure does.
John
scary.
Yeah.
But me dad would be proud.
Now I wouldn't.
Just wanted to mention that you're going to see that. And yeah, Rob's right about the wiggle stuff. It's like there's guys dancing and singing like, you know, she's Bindi the animal girl. She's Bindi the animal girl. And it's
Bindi.
You should play that cut a little further because there's a really sort of creepy moment with the reporter. Towards if you let it go 5 more seconds.
I know that some kids might get stage fright and things. I don't blame them. Sometimes it's a little bit frightening, but because I've grown up and I'm used to doing all of this, it's really quite fun.
And now more than ever, Mom Terry is there to support her.
So cool.
Hey,
though she has bravely soldiered on in the wake of her dad's passing, some things she's not yet willing to share.
What do you think he'd be saying to you before you head out there?
It's a little bit personal. Is that okay?
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
fine.
Imagine an 8-year-old gives that response.
Wow.
Well, that's a little personal.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a little weird.
Beyond her years, but with no shortage of youthful exuberance.
Okay, all right. That's Mary Hart. Mary Hart will give you a headache after a while.
That's creepy.
Same passion.
8-year-old Mary Hart.
God damn, we're running out of time here. Very quickly, Tony Romo. Tony Homo.
The place
Homo,
for ribs.
Tony Homo Romo. He apparently is going to get off the hook for this whole thing with the Dallas Cowboys, with screwing up that...
How can he get off the hook?
He has started a giant campaign that I read about today online, saying that the reason this happened, the reason... Now, he's still saying that he screwed up, mm-hmm. and he missed the hold on
right.
that.
Right, okay. It was a perfect snap.
But he said... It's what the NFL calls K-balls. They have these balls that they use in games. Maybe you've seen in the close-ups. They actually write in a Sharpie the letter K on there. They're only used for kickoffs, punts, and extra points.
Okay.
They're not as worn as the regular balls are. Tony Romo comes out. Now,
oh, come on.
I seriously hope... Here's the only reason I bring this up. It would make a great soundbite. Because what I read today online was Tony Romo saying, I can't play with shiny balls. That I need my balls to be scuffed.
Do you buy this line from him at all?
You know, kind of.
Does it really matter that much?
I've seen these guys, like, with you know the old shoe shine kit you had when you were a kid?
Yeah, right.
I've seen the kickers on the sideline scruffing up the K-balls.
Okay, so they scuff them a little bit.
Before they go out.
I would think that they would do that to the ball before it would come in.
Oh, here's... And maybe he'll say this on TV. Tony Romo says...
Did they ask for a quote of from Britney Spears about it?
About the slick balls?
No, K-balls.
Oh. K-fed. Tony Romo says, here's a quote, the balls are slick. You see, these balls are not like the balls I'm used to. These balls are fresh out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to have old balls. I'm not making an excuse, but I'm telling you, these balls are slick. Ask any kicker. Slick balls are a problem.
Sure.
I would agree. I don't see how it would make you miss a field goal or miss a hold. But,
slick balls are a problem, but I also like, I got to have old balls. You got to call Willard Scott.
And for goodness sake, let me see. Then in the same thing that I read online today, and really we have to have the tapes of these guys. David Akers from the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's he say?
They're right. I hate slick balls.
Okay.
John Carney from the New Orleans Saints says, nobody really likes slick, slimy balls. Slick, slimy balls.
He's right.
The kickers, the punters, were punished when they came up with these new slick balls.
So they have specific balls that are used for kickoffs and field goals.
Adam Vinatieri says, sure, I'll tell you about balls. I get to work with regular balls and K-balls. I'd like to work regular balls the way I work K-balls.
Sure.
The officials keep my balls shiny. That's the way it is, so you just have to deal with it.
Now, is this all in text, or do they have any guys saying this?
No, these are quotes.
These are quotes on the Internet, or are they?
No, I read this at NFL.com today. Right. The story is, Tony's Romo mishap thrusts slick balls into NFL spotlight.
Well, you know, somebody found the spin. Do you think it was an agent, or do you think it was Tony himself?
Oh, I've heard it before, but it might be Tony Romo. Either way, someone's got to tape SportsCenter or the NFL Network for
right.
us to get some of these quotes of these guys talking about the slick balls. There was something else on ESPN that made me laugh today, that Justin Timberlake thing, D in a box.
Right.
When they were going to some stupid basketball highlights package this morning on ESPN, just as a throwaway, I don't know what anchor it was, said, all right, let's go to Dick Vitale for more on this Big 12 college game. Time to go, Dick Vitale in a box.
Was he referring to the Saturday
yeah,
Night Live?
Must have been. Funny SportsCenter. Yeah. Now that's funny. Booyah, not funny.
Right.
Dick Vitale in a box, funny.
Stuart Scott is evil eye.
You know, Dick Vitale in a box is like maybe 8 months away. That's right, baby.
Although there is one good SportsCenter commercial with Stuart Scott. Have you seen the one with him and the tall guy, the tall white guy, where they're doing the warm-up before SportsCenter, and they rip off their outer suit, and it's like, you know the tearaway
yeah,
the
right,
basketball
right.
players have?
Yeah.
Their suits are tearaway suits, and underneath the tearaway suits, it's another suit underneath.
Getting ready for the big game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right before they're going to go on the set. Yeah. I did see that.
And there's another.
It's funny because they don't let Stuart Scott do a little talking.
There's another one that I like where the Knicks cheerleaders come into the ESPN newsroom.
I didn't see that.
And they've got the cannon thing, and they're shooting shirts into the crowd.
Right.
And one of the ESPN anchors grabs a shirt, and you see him go to his desk, and he unrolls it, and it's a dress shirt. and as he unrolls it, he goes, oh, sweet.
That's good. I like that.
Now, that's fun. That's good. That's
they're
fun.
Still doing the same ad agency. They're still making those good spots. Great they ad. Do have the same ad agency, right, at ESPN, or
yes,
did they
sir.
Just... copy
so.
It with another agency.
Sure. So, hello, Don and Mike Show. Linda,
hi.
Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi there.
Speaking of Steve Irwin and his little daughter there, did you guys know that if you watch some of his really old shows, he actually had a dog named Bindi? That was before the daughter was born.
Oh,
evidently, the daughter was named after his dog.
Oh no!
Wow!
Now that's certainly not helping matters.
It just gets better, better and better,
it
don't
does.
It? Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I'd like to speak to Father O'Meara.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey,
yes, my son.
Father O'Meara, I need your repentance. I accidentally used the word whatnot the other day in a sentence, and I would like to repent. And
I have your
confess.
Penance. Hold on, I have your penance. Are you ready? Say to our fathers, three Hail Marys, and throw yourself off a bridge.
Thank you.
Thank you, my son.
Thank you.
If only one of these times they'd really take you seriously.
Oh,
Father.
You never know. Yeah, every once in a while they might. They will.
Take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Say, I was just talking about, thinking about the old contest you guys used to do. The one that gave me the greatest pleasure was the marshmallow races. You got to bring that back.
Okay, everybody, really, we've got to start living in the present. Because keep in mind, the marshmallow races, although it was great, and my goodness,
failed.
Not that we're counting 15 years ago.
It is a summertime promotion.
I'm sad to say that in the current state of radio, taking the pulse of what you can do on the radio, seriously, you could not have people put marshmallows in their asses, run up and down the hallway for 200 yards, and then have someone eat the marshmallow out of someone else's bung.
Every time that contest is brought up, I remember that one lady. Was it a lady? Yes.
That was like a she-male. It was a she-male, right?
Don't you have kind of a vague memory? I mean, it was a long time ago, but I had a vague memory of the... And I also remember that it's long enough ago, wasn't your son really upset that he couldn't play?
That was like the most embarrassing... You know, not a lot has happened on the show that embarrasses me with my family.
Right.
And it was so long ago. How old is Bart now? 21? So he was like 6 years old, maybe younger than that. He went out of his mind calling up the show, screaming like Damien, like he was a little boy then, because he so desperately wanted to play this game to win money to put marshmallows in your butt. And he would not stop crying about this and screaming about it. And I was thinking, I remember getting home that night and saying to Frida, how do we tell him that is like so gay that he wants to call in and come on the show with Daddy and Uncle Mike and put a marshmallow in his butt for $50.
He didn't understand the comedy nuances of the reason we were doing that contest.
Yeah, I really don't think that's one we could bring back. Mm-hmm. Love to bring that one back. Don't think
we
can.
But once again, that listener should throw himself off a bridge.
That's two now today. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I don't care if that K-ball had Alice on it. He's a professional. He should have got it.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
That was a sports radio call for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't it kind of seem like Bindi suffering from Dakota Fanning syndrome?
Uh-huh. Very much so.
John Bonet.
Very much so.
She's not as hot as Dakota Fanning. Hello. John and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
You guys going to watch Sopranos at A&E?
Have you listened to the show tonight?
No, I listened to most. I knew you probably said something.
Oh, you must have missed the part where the dumb guy called and asked the same dumb question that you just asked.
I guess that means
you're going to have to...
Throw himself off a bridge. It's three in a row. We should get one out of the three.
I listen to you guys like 2.5 hours every day, man.
It's fun.
How long is the show on, friend?
I know. You can't catch it all. I'd love to, but you know.
Why can't you catch up? We're here for all 4 hours.
I know, but...
They're a bridge in your neighborhood?
Probably your biggest listener in Rochester, man.
Oh, there's plenty of bridges in Rochester.
How about an overpass?
Hey, oh, that'd be even better.
Run up on Chung, man.
Right. Get an overpass off a major interstate in Rochester.
Then it doesn't have to be 85 feet.
You guys.
Then it can be, 15, 20 feet. You know, it can be a little knoll if you're going to throw yourself into traffic. Just jump. Right after the Our Fathers and Hail Marys, though.
Hello?
Want to do it right.
He's gone.
He jumped.
He's gone.
He said something like, Ramadan Dum Dum.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What's going on, brother?
Is this the big man?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Now, I gave him the name, so it's not a nickname, because I just called him the big man.
No, this is a guy who's called the show for a long time. This is a guy we sent to the Letterman show to take his shirt off, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
how you been doing, Doc?
What's happening, big man?
I'm good. God bless you. It's been a year and a half, but I never got a chance to talk with you and say how my sympathy to you, Bart.
Well, thank you, big man.
Nice. And, Mike, I went down and had brunch down there at the... That sweet restaurant in man, that is top of mind.
Look around cafe.
Thank you, big man. I appreciate
that. Right there. Hey, it was great. I mean, I'm telling you,
big man, we got a break, but let me urge you to the next time you're in Mike's restaurant, use the men's room. Go number two.
Anytime.
Go number two in there.
Knock yourself out. Take care of yourself. Okay. Just want to holler at y'all, see how you doing,
Bob. All right, big man.
Thank you, big man.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks, pal. Bye-bye. No problem.
I can imagine next Sunday. Oh, my God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. Where's Gregory? We've got some actual tape of him. Here he is.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson, a columnist in the Life section at USA Today. I'm here with my colleague Allison Maxwell. And our special guests today are our dogs. This is Maggie, and this is Spanky. And what we're doing today is we're kind of looking at some of the newest things that are out on the market for pets for the holidays. Here we have a Santa thing that Miss Maggie has modeled earlier today. And we'll put this on her, and you'll see how much how much she just loves this outfit.
It's great to hear it, isn't it?
It is.
Whoa! You're on camera now, Maggie. Whoa! 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 Come here. Oh, we were supposed to go to Hollywood.
Hollywood!
This was quite the adventure for us here in the studios at the USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia. But we'd all like to wish everybody, are you guys ready? One, two, three, happy holidays.
The Don and Mike Show.
Exciting. That's exciting.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Theater of the Mindless, The Don and Mike Show.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
It's time for the Craig Wilson segment. From USA.
USA Today.
Yeah.
The worthless newspaper, USA Today, that's only read by disc jockeys and people in airports.
Right.
And speaking of dogs.
This is a dog theme today.
Ah, good.
We're going back before Christmas.
Now, what's the deal? What's the thought process, Rob? Because this is not what was in today's USA Today.
Today's USA Today article was not that gay.
No, not gay at all.
Was it about dogs? Today's?
No, today's was not about dogs. Today's, I believe, was about an old lady who lived in his neighborhood.
So when is this one from that we're reading today?
This is from December 19th, but this is the article that accompanied that video piece you just
did. Okay, so this
very
is...
Very good. That's appropriate.
All right, so this all makes perfect sense now because the headline...
Transport yourself back to before Christmas.
Okay. So today's Craig Wilson. Super special for you. And now that we know how he sounds,
I don't feel quite so badly that I'm live for the final word.
By Craig Wilson.
Dogs dressed up for Christmas. Boy to the world.
How many times have we all said, oh, if I rule the world?
It gives me a bit of a rush just to ponder what it would be like if I alone could make critical decisions for the rest of you. All improvements, of course.
If I were put in charge today, for instance, I'd immediately ban anchovies and hummers.
Interesting. Congratulations. You got the first one.
I'd also impose a dude's blackout on everything pertaining to Paris Hilton or Britney Spears.
And my edict for the holiday season? Simple. No dog on this earth would be allowed to be dressed up as an elf, a reindeer, or Santa, or any other character for that matter, period, ever.
Dog owners would be fined for doing so and told to report immediately for sensitivity training. If you want to dress up something funny, use children. That's what they're here for. As for the dogs, they get free therapy for life if they're found wandering around dressed like a sugar plum fairy.
You're getting lucky today.
I gotta go to AC and play the games tonight.
As my friend Mary likes to say about such daily travesties she witnesses, it's just so wrong.
That's why I was proud of our dog Maggie when she absolutely refused to don a Santa suit the other day.
She just put down her paw and said no. In fact, she ran away from me as fast as she could. I'm sure she didn't understand why I had turned on her so quickly.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
She and I had talked the night before.
Oh, dear.
About her being filmed for a report on what's doing the pet world for holiday. I mentioned that she might have to wear a holiday outfit in the process. Just part of the job.
Right.
It'll hurt me more than it will hurt you, I told her.
She seems non-committal about it, boy. Until we actually got to the studio, and I began putting on the one-piece Santa suit on her before I could slap that little Velcro strap together under Maggie's belly. She was gone. Out of there.
And the red Santa hood for her head? Never happened.
Our late dog, Murphy. Didn't take to being dressed either. Although we were convinced she didn't think of herself as a dog. She did draw the line at being clothed as a human being.
But she was a pup.
We put a red bandana around her neck when company came for dinner on Saturday night. But by the time our guests arrived, she'd already freed herself of the irritant and carried it off to places unknown.
As for humans, my king of the world edicts will not affect them. Not yet, anyway. They can dress any way they want. There's only so much one person can do to improve society.
Years ago, I went to a holiday party at an editor's home. And there, standing in the middle of the living room, was my colleague Anita and her partner.
God damn.
You fit for the cycle there.
I'm Billy Bush.
Because you're going to get lottery winners. I'm so lucky. My colleague Anita and her partner Nancy.
They had drinks in their hands and reindeer antlers on their heads.
It seemed to work for them.
The final word.
There it is.
You got them all. You got them all today. I got the dog Murphy.
I would ban anchovies and hummers. The car, of course, not the sexual act. Uh-huh. Hold on, what else was there?
There was another one in there, too. It was pretty good. Well, not great, but it was pretty good.
Dog owners would be... Hey, where's that tape? You put that tape away already? You've been talking?
Yeah, you want it back?
Yeah, put it back in. I know how you love to clean.
Well, no, we had to put it in the...
But put it back in.
It'll hurt me more than it'll hurt you.
You left the Village People CD in. Never know if we might need that or not.
Right.
Well, so this is him.
So I put it back in your car.
So this is this is him talking about that column we just read, right?
They're standing in the middle of the living room with my colleague Anita and her partner Nancy.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson, a columnist in the Life section at USA Today. I'm here with my colleague Allison Maxwell, and our special guests today are our dogs. This is Maggie, and this is Spanky. And what we're doing today is we're kind of looking at some of the newest things that's that are out on the market for pets for the holidays.
Where did you find the tape of Craig Wilson actually? And is there a video that goes along with?
Yeah, if you go to the USA Today website and you click the final word, there's the video that accompanies that day's column. John called me that morning, and he wasn't talking. I could hear him laughing, but I couldn't hear him talk. And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "You... Yeah, USA Today." And we both watched it, and what a time we had.
Now, we've seen the picture of, we've seen his headshot.
Uh-huh. Right.
We've never seen the full body shot.
Want me to bring it up for you?
You mean the full body shot of Craig Wilson?
I mean, you can watch the video right there if you want.
You scared me for a second.
Yes, you were talking about your shrine to your penis for a moment.
Today's wouldn't have been good because it was all about that place that they sold the trailers. And they all got $500 million. So
down in South Florida.
Yes, it was all about that. It's all what would $100 million buy? What would $200 million buy? That's all it was today.
Well, that stinks.
That stinks on ice.
Are you gonna find that thing?
Yeah, you want to see him? My favorite part is when he goes, "Are you ready? 1, 2, 3."
I don't know. Maybe I'd rather hear Regis say something.
Just swallow more.
What, Regis?
I watched myself.
Really?
That was kind of fun.
How big are you?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
That seems enormous to me.
That is enormous, isn't it?
Smell me.
Let me smell you for a minute.
Smell me.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
Well, technically, you got another one, too, if you want to dress up something funny. Use children.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the one. And then it was good. Hummers, and then it was Anita and Nancy.
Yeah, never mind.
I like it.
If you can find it real fast. Otherwise, it's time to go to Buzz in the News. I'm just trying to see if we missed anything at all today. People's Choice Awards last night. Yuck.
Yeah. Really, though, would you agree the worst award show of the season? I mean, it usually is.
They always say it's the one that they care the most about because it's the one that us, the great, unwashed vote on.
It's also the one that I think is the most fixed because it seems to me that the people...
The winners are always there.
The winners are there and the losers aren't.
What's her name? The lady who presented made a funny joke about that.
Queen Latifah?
No, Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes?
Oh, I know. Okay.
Hold on. Here's Wanda, baby.
Okay. I wonder who won, huh? this is going to be like a surprise. I mean, let's see. Who's here?
Huh. Hey, good for her for saying that at the awards show.
I think we've seen somebody here.
That's good.
And your favorite leading lady is, I'm psychic too, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah, of course she is there.
I don't like Cameron Diaz without blonde hair.
And God, Cameron Diaz was so dumb last night.
She was really dumb.
I mean, dumb with a capital D.
And your favorite leading lady is...
You know, she got a little Bill Cosby. And your favorite jello pudding pop on the seat. Don't rig it to Rose and Reason has it. Here's your favorite lady is...
Cameron Diaz!
Cameron Diaz! Come up to the stage right now.
Thank you so much. I have to say that...
Here's this.
I love making movies. I love it.
I love making number three.
Oh, hold on. Rob's got the video. Oh, hold on. Too many things are happening now. Rob's got the video.
I'm Craig Wilson, a columnist.
Okay, I'm watching the video now on USA Today's website.
Colleague Allison Maxwell.
Come over and take a look, Mike.
Our special guests today are our dogs. This is...
You know, what is... He's kind of in shape.
And what we're doing today...
You can actually see his body.
The newest things that are out on the market for...
Don't touch me! What are you doing? You put your hand on my shoulder.
Just touched him while we were watching that. I thought that would creep you out a little bit.
It did, Mike.
Don't hurt me!
It did. And, who was worse?
We got time for one more. Okay. I'm embarrassed to say I watched a little of the People's Choice Awards.
I did as well. Which was worse? Robin Williams' acceptance speech.
Didn't see that one.
Adam Sandler. That was lame.
Robin Williams was
Justin
bad.
Timberlake was bad. Johnny Depp had his voice do like some weird accent.
Robin Williams was bad because he went on and on, as he always does, and wasn't funny. But really, you should listen to Johnny Depp become an Irishman.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll listen to his
Irish.
Okay, good. All right, here's Johnny Depp.
And your favorite male movie star is... Johnny Depp.
There he comes from. They're all jive about the way they say the name, too.
Johnny Depp is in London working on a film, but he's here with us live by satellite.
Listen to this.
Johnny was also the favorite for male action star. Congratulations, friend.
Friend. Where is that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi. Just want to apologize for not being able to be there in person. I'm across the puddle working on another film. I just wanted to thank you so much for this great honor once again. And I know that I've said this before, but the fact that these awards come from the people makes them all the more special.
The accent, he's doing the Madonna thing.
Very generous.
I'd like to say, Pink Hearts, Green Throbbers, this is Johnny Depp. Today's a fine day to get an award.
Doesn't
you remember when I was at 21 Jump Street?
Doesn't it reek of insincerity when they all say,
this is the one that means the most, please, BS. Would you rather have a People's Choice Award or an Oscar?
One of the things Cameron Diaz said at the end of her speech, I want to remind everybody that we do this all for you.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. And that was the ditziest thing she said.
Okay. Let me just end this discussion with this.
Here you go. Take that. You do it all for the fans, Don.
That's
you do it all for the fans.
That's my People's Ass Award. What?
He's doing his Irish accent. You know, the Golden Globes are coming up, and if Halle Berry can improve on what she wore last night, that was the best part of the People's Choice.
God.
She was so hot. She is still the hottest.
Make me feel good.
I think it's getting hot in the studio right now.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
New show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, let me see. Time for Buzz's news show now. Tomorrow on the show, we'll find out what Joe's fascination is with Charles Manson. Got all those tapes?
Yep.
Also tomorrow, Cougar Alert! Tomorrow, we're doing the whole thing. We'll be looking for cougars.
Who doesn't like a nice cougar?
Predators and prey. Probably be looking both for guys who have recently scored with cougars.
Ah.
And cougars who will tell us about the men who violated them.
I love cougar talk. And we're going to have to set our parameters for cougars. You know, what exactly, you know, what specifically is the range of cougardom, you know?
Well.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Close to that.
Very good.
I just have on my notes tomorrow, courtesy of Rob Spiewak, a guest.
Ah, looking forward to it.
So is he.
Now here's Buzz. Rob, don't forget, we need a guest tomorrow.
Be my guest.
We need somebody. There's one giant hole that Rob is not filled.
I know what kind of hole it is.
I know what kind of hole you've got. That's for sure.
Here is Guy J. Birdley right now with news and comments. Hello there, Guy.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
You know, we might not even have a 14-mile fence to keep illegal aliens from crossing the border if it weren't for illegal aliens. The company that built the fence, Golden State Fence Company, has just been fined $5 million for hiring illegal immigrants. The company apparently...
That is perfect.
Now that's
just
good.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Company hired apparently 10 illegals over the last 7 years during which the fence was built. The company now has to pay over $4.5 million in fines. The CEO has to pay $200,000, and the hiring manager's been fined $100,000.
Oh, that's right. He's going on TV tonight, right? Bush is going on TV.
Tonight he's
going
to say we need more guys over there.
Troops.
I only heard one thing about that they're actually going to have... is it true they're going to have them move into the neighborhoods? Our troops are going to go deeper into the neighborhoods and kind of live among the people. That's what I heard.
I heard we're opening up Starbucks over there.
There you That'll go. Solve everything.
There's progress.
Yeah, he's on at 9 tonight. At least it's not on a good TV night.
No, he's going to be on talking about why he wants to continue.
Yeah, and 20,000, is that a 20,000?
20,000 more troops are going to go in there.
Okay, help a dumb person out with something.
Mm-hmm.
20,000 troops is how many guys?
20,000 troops, 20,000 guys and gals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. 20,000 guys and gals all going in there.
I had been working under the thought, I guess, while this whole thing was going on, that, you know, if we have 20,000 troops going over, I thought maybe there's 100 people in a troop, maybe, you know.
Oh, you mean like if that'd be like a battalion
a
or...
A troop is a soldier, so 20,000 more soldiers.
Oh, well, please. Okay, well, thanks. Well, dumb it down for guys like me, please.
Oh, okay. 20,000 army. I'll make it out of Toy Story. We're going to send in 20,000 more army men.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you very hard.
And you know, a troop is what you call a gang of monkeys.
And a troop can be a comedy troop like the Groundlings.
But if you're in a Girl Scout troop, then you'd get in a lot of trouble. You'd be like a pedophile, right?
But maybe if they sent Girl Scouts over there for somehow in some perverted way, it might work.
Hey, those Girl Scout cookies are expensive this year.
Yes, they are.
How much are they?
$3.50 a box.
Oh, that's way too much.
That's why I had to turn. I said, honey, not today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Not today, honey.
No trans fats, though.
Let me take this opportunity to say a big hello during Girl Scout season to Colette Harris.
You rock. B-Wack. I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head. Ass.
Yeah, she sells them every year at the radio station.
Where I used to get mine.
So the
sell them or eat them?
So the deal is that Bush will be on TV tonight, and, uh-huh. and troop equals one person.
In this case,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And what is it my girlfriend said to me today, speaking of politics? You know, she's a Republican, so we don't talk about politics a lot.
Okay, that's good.
But I was paying some bills, doing what I said, do you have any stamps? And she said, yeah. Do you want stamps with snowflakes or with our greatest president? And I didn't even stop to give it a thought. I said, I don't want snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me the stamp of corn.
I'm dying to know who it was. Yeah. Was it? Tell me it wasn't Nixon.
Lincoln?
No, Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. I got the stamp and I said, I thought you said Jimmy Carter's on this stamp. And I was like, well, there he is. Well.
Nancy, did you see Nancy at Ford's funeral? Nancy was there with her big kind of Hollywood, her Hollywood sunglasses.
She's a cougar.
She, you know, it's weird. I mean, I'm watching the funeral, and I'm seeing people come up to her, and she was almost, even though she's as old as she is, almost diva-esque. You know, kind of like holding court, like almost queen-like when people were coming up and greeting her. It was kind of weird.
I tend to agree.
It was weird.
Don't forget, she was once a movie star.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Rosie and bad ratings and bad hair aren't his only problems. Donald Trump is being sued by a guy rejected as a contestant on The Apprentice. The guy is 49. He's suing for age discrimination.
Can I just ask you if you see a happy resolution to this whole situation? Is that possible?
Well, I think I've exposed Rosie for what she is. And, you know, I don't see her ever loving me. I would think that it would never really work out. And there are a lot of people in the world, a lot of good people, and I choose to have my friends the way I like my friends. And, no, I don't see it in terms of happy. Will she ever be happy? She's not capable of being happy. Will I ever be happy? I'm a happy person. I'm a rather content person.
Right.
But, no, I don't see us getting together, hugging and kissing.
The 49-year-old suing the Donald for age discrimination points out that only two over 40 contestants have ever made it to the finals. Trump says he doesn't get many over 40 applicants, quoting him, "If we liked them, we'd cast them on the show."
I think got crappy ratings, that show, even with all that fighting with Rosie O'Donnell, which you talked about earlier in the show today.
Lost not only to Desperate Housewives, but also to even Cold Case.
And here's another thing that that I find annoying about these shows, these reality shows, where they say it's the sixth season of The Apprentice.
Right.
No, The Apprentice has been on six times. Sometimes they throw it on two or three times in a year.
Right.
I mean, that's rather misleading. A show like CSI has been on the air for seven seasons.
Right.
Law and Order has been on the air for 15 seasons.
Right.
American Idol has been on the air for six seasons.
It might have been Tom Shales that said it's a fad that's now turned into a plague. And I agree with him
true
on that.
True enough. Hey, that sulfury smell that wafted through New York City earlier this week.
What?
Authorities say the smell appears to have come from a swamp across the Hudson.
I have to point out that, I want to explain what just happened in the studio here. Let me tell you, because he was playing the farts.
I'm sorry, Rob, that's funny.
He was playing the farts seriously, like Mozart, like sitting at the, like Beethoven at the keyboard.
Right.
And I was going to comment that it was like Rick Wakeman of Yes, you know, at the keyboard. And at the very end, he flailed his arms back around, knocking down, I believe, 700 gallons of soda onto the floor.
There is nothing in this big gulp, and it's all on the floor.
The super big gulp.
Well, I wouldn't sweat the mustard, though.
Coming liquid form to an acupuncturist ceiling near you.
Oh, what's that dripping?
You know, you finished with a flourish almost like Liberace when you did that.
Thank you.
And then you flailed your arm around.
He missed it that time.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Rob.
Authorities think the smell in New York came from New Jersey. At least that's what New York authorities are saying. New Jersey authorities believe he who dealt it. And although a dozen weak-stomached people went to the hospital that day, the gas proved to be harmless.
Pussies.
New York's Mayor Bloomberg, like a gassy boy with a Bic lighter, declared at one point, you could not ignite it.
It'd be impossible to ignite the gas. So I don't think there's any real reason for all the turmoil.
The mayor of Gotham, by the way, has a
good for you.
Has a back.
Good for you. I'm Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Thank you, New York. Thank you, New York. And I say to all the New Yorkers that survived the gas leak,
good
for you.
Good for you.
And the mayor of Gotham has actually a bat phone. It's for emergency communications only with Commissioner Gordon, I suppose. Bloomberg says he also gets a lot of calls on that hotline.
Hello, Batman. This is Michael Bloomberg. We have a problem. The Penguin is in town, Catwoman, and the Joker.
Riddler has released toxic gas.
Bloomberg says he also gets a lot of calls on that hotline from people trying to sell him magazines and insurance, usually at dinner time. Quoting him, you can dial a number at random and eventually get everyone in the world. Who's buried in James Brown's tomb?
Oh, no.
Careful, it's a trick question.
Grant.
No, the answer, of course, is no one. James Brown's body is still in his house in South Carolina.
Hey.
There you go. You see, the lawyers aren't done with him yet. His kids are still trying to settle some issues. For now, the body of the hardest-working man in show business is being refrigerated in a sealed coffin in his house.
Wow.
His body and
he's just refrigerated like Ted Williams had.
Yeah, right. So it hasn't spoiled. The body and all of Brown's possessions are under constant watch by armed guards. His lady friend, Tommy Rae Heine, says she was denied entrance at the gate. Brown's former publicist, who says he raped her at gunpoint, says she will continue her sexual harassment lawsuit against the late James Brown's estate.
Well, that's nice of her.
And well, now, you know, to be fair, if she was abused by James Brown, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to punish his family because of that?
It's crap, I think. I mean, the guy's 6 feet under now, but I mean, I mean, really.
Not 6 feet under, though.
But he's gone. The culprit is gone. You're punishing people that had nothing to do with it.
But as long as you keep it cold. Remember, we kept the Pope on a refrigerated table for a long time.
And guess who's living in Suzanne Summers' house? Another trick question. Suzanne Summers doesn't have a house. It was one of five destroyed in those Malibu fires. Several other homes were damaged. In this case, living next to all that water didn't help. Undaunted by this personal tragedy, Suzanne says she's trying to look on the bright side.
You know who set that fire?
Who?
Tripper!
Probably.
Tripper!
Quoting Suzanne Summers, at least I don't have a son or daughter in Iraq. Victoria Principal's house was spared, mostly because she soaked it with a garden hose as the fire approached.
Thank God,
she probably wore something white while she was out there with the garden hose.
I know you're a Victoria fan.
Oh, yeah.
Not a death in the family, and, you know, we'll rebuild, and I really think that we'll learn something great from this.
You know, what did she do? She put a Thighmaster in her mouth or something, and it'd go crazy, because seriously, I'm watching her on TV today with her burned house,
yeah.
And all I could focus on was Suzanne Summers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Barbara Hershey laughs at her lips. Really.
You would think that she could have run down there and just put the fire out by going,
looks like somebody split her lip. More than one time. Hi, Rob. How you doing? Somebody just, you know, said, hey, why you? I oughta.
Malibu resident Mel Gibson was also among the lucky ones. Arnold Schwarzenegger is feeling his oats after proposing a bold new universal health care plan for his state this week.
I wonder who Mel Gibson blames for the fire.
Or those crop circles.
Michael Bloomberg.
Hello, Batman. This is Michael Bloomberg. Yes. Right. His name is Two-Face. Harvey Dent. I'm going very deep into the comic book.
You're going into your wonderful world of comic books now.
Who is this? Listen, Mr. Scarecrow, you must be looking for Batman. This is Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Scarecrow is going to be the new bad guy in the new Batman movie.
This question would be for Don.
Yes, Mayor.
How many do you own? How many comic books do you have in your possession currently?
Probably 50 or 60.
Good for you.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Michael Bloomberg. Who's calling, please? The Archer.
What Don is doing now is mentioning all of the villains that he knows in Batman.
Bloomberg. King Tut who?
Oh, no.
Hello, Bloomberg. I'm afraid I don't know any bookworm. Hello, Bloomberg here. I'm sorry, I don't know anyone named Egghead. Hello, Bloomberg. Louis the Lilac?
I swear to God.
I have never heard of you. This sounds like Milton Berle, the late Milton Berle. See, these are all villains that were on the Batman show.
TV show.
On the TV show. Some of them aren't even from the comic books, like Louis the Lilac. That's Milton Berle from... am I losing you here, Mike?
That was Michael Bloomberg channeling Don Geronimo.
Mayor Bloomberg, Minerva's on the phone.
Minerva.
So Schwarzenegger has this health care plan. He's also leading the way on environmental issues. He's also calling for more money for education. In fact, the way Arnold sees it, California is more than a state. And it is, in his words, a nation state. Scared, kids?
Oh, yeah. March on Washington.
The former bodybuilder also says, quote, California has the muscle to bring about such change. And Arnold, who once played Hercules, compares his state to the ancient city-states of Athens and Sparta. Quoting again, California has the ideas of Athens and the power of Sparta.
That's why I have put in the edict for everyone to wear loincloths and hunt with bow and arrows.
You like gladiator movies?
And attack the rest of the United States.
By
Thank you, Shane.
By the way, speaking of nation states, Germans are not taking well to the new comedy about Hitler. That's our story when we continue.
Yeah. Not funny.
No.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw. That's really not funny, Frank Caliendo, though.
Thank you, Shane.
Hello, Batman. And this is Michael Bloomberg. A woman named Poison Ivy keeps calling for you.
Are you out yet? Is that all of them? Have you gotten all of them?
Mike, I could go on.
There are more of them?
I could, but we have to break.
Of course.
Look at the nice boy standing very patiently in the next room just looking at us.
So you're going to play commercials now?
He's written all of his little bobs and his jokes that go along with the news stories that he's written.
I understand, but I asked you a question. Are you going to play commercials now?
Now?
Yes.
Yes.
Good for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll know more after I've delved into the secret archives of the Antiquarian Library in Alexandria.
Alexandria. Oh, you mean that delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
The Don and Mike Show.
And, oh, there we go. Hi, Batman.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegregious.
Thank you, Batman.
I saw him on the Bob Saget game show.
Adam West on 1 or 100.
Yeah, that's the that's
one in 100 or whatever it was.
He looked great.
1 versus 100.
He looked wonderful.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz. You're being facetious.
Just a bit. Oh.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
I get jokes, Mike.
He had just a, you know, it was a, he was wearing a sport coat.
Ah.
Had a little, you know, a kerchief in his pocket, you know, a little tie square or a pocket square, but his head was orange.
Oh, no. Is he starting to look like the late Buddy Ebsen?
He looks like he looked like his head was flat. He almost looked like Gumby.
Huh.
His head, the back of his head was flat. And he had that old man hair where it kind of wispy and it hangs down there.
You live just to make me cry?
I'm sorry.
I say Adam West looked like Gumby?
But he was the only one really putting a good effort forward.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West. And
yes.
I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirren.
Of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Germans not so fond of the new comedy movie about Hitler. The movie premiered amid great protest, of course. But now the biggest protest is it's not that funny. It's no Hogan's Heroes. Critics call it boring, and it turned out to be anything but controversial. Even if it is the first ever German comedy about Hitler.
I don't think it works, Buzz. I don't think it works.
It's been a long enough time. We can make jokes about it now.
The title? Mein Führer, the truly truest truth about Adolf Hitler.
I believe that Jerry Lewis made perhaps the only comedy
that's
that
right.
could ever be made
that's
about
right.
about the goings-on in World War II.
And we know what that did for his career.
Nazi Germany. What was the name of that movie again, Rob?
Today the Clown Cried.
Today the Clown Cried.
It's all there in the title. It's all there in the title.
It was about a clown in a concentration camp that had to lead the children to the gas chamber.
I know, I remember.
Amazing that nobody really wanted to bite on that script.
Do you hear? We are finally going to clear the Führer's name. Ach, Broadway!
You know, not many people know this, but the Führer was a terrific dancer.
Really? Gee, we didn't know that, did we, Leo?
No, we sure didn't.
That's because you were taken in by the BBC! Filthy British lies!
But did they ever say a bad word about Winston Churchill?
Churchill? Ugh! With his cigars, with his brandy, and his rotten paintings! Rotten!
Hitler! There was a painter. He could paint an entire apartment in one afternoon. Two coats.
Now, I know that we often split on Will Ferrell.
Yes.
But in The Producers.
Pretty strong, and I have not seen the movie. And so, I mean, I've just heard that guy.
Oh,
I have not
should.
Seen the movie,
Mike,
The Producers.
It is the new, what's the movie with the, it's the new Short Circuit.
Is it? Which, oh, yeah, it's on all the time.
It's on all the freaking time.
Drinking help?
Always.
As far as the movie?
I just thought you meant we're talking about like an everyday life.
Oh, a general thing, drinking help?
Mike, yes.
I'll watch it after a couple of cocktails.
It's great.
In this country on TV tonight, as you mentioned, President Bush, presidential hopeful Barack Obama, meanwhile, is featured shirtless on a beach in People magazine. The latest one with Oprah on the cover.
This is Robert the Mailman.
As a guy with a similar body type, I pose the question to you if you get a chance to see.
Hold
the picture.
On, now you're flattering yourself.
No.
Well, he's really skinny, isn't he?
No.
You're flattering yourself.
This is the question I'm going to pose. Pecs or mitts? Because he's kind of in borderline territory.
I have not seen him without a shirt on, but he appears to be strapping and put together and...
Well,
I'm going to sound like a super faggot here, but tight.
You can be not fat and still be a little doughy, and I think Barack and I fall into that category.
So he's not really what you would call buff.
Not what I would call buff.
Continuing on this gay conversation we're having.
I'm sorry, we sound like super fags, but Buzz, he's got such a tighter body than you do.
Have you seen him? Have you seen him shirtless?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there you go.
I saw it, and he has a belly button. I mean, the differences are multifold.
That's true. He does have that.
Buzz truly does not have a belly button because of the stomach surgery that he had, the elective surgery he had done.
Well, it was a tummy tuck.
A few years ago.
He kept filling up with lint.
Elective cosmetic surgery.
It is funny the slant that Buzz takes on his news show sometimes.
Isn't it?
You know, I'm into the next epic and everything. But to me, that's a new wrinkle into the world of Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, incidentally, this guy that's running for president from the Democrats, who everybody's really in love with.
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good body. A body about like mine. I'm Buzz Burbank. How you doing?
I think he has a pretty average body, in my estimation, as do I.
Well, then, you know, all I know now after this discussion is we have to get a picture of this People magazine because Buzz has practically come out and said he's a twin for Barack Obama's body.
Maybe a little better.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Although, are you going to find it online?
Yeah, I think it was on CNN this morning.
All right, we'll find it. It's all over
the internet, but it's in this week, sir. In the
latest, does he have mitts?
People magazine.
Does he have man teeth?
I'm saying it's somewhere in between pecs and mitts. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying it's definitely not mitts, but are they really pecs?
Right. Well, you wouldn't vote for a guy for president if he was buff. You really wouldn't. You wouldn't vote for a guy unless he's got to have a little of the mitts happening.
Yeah.
I think a president has to have mitts.
Nothing wrong with it, I guess.
Hold on. What are these we're looking at?
Anyway, a female Chicago newspaper.
Can I tell you something? There is so much stuff on that internet.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Man.
Lots of page through.
250 pixels.
One.
You want to see? You
what
wanna,
is a pixel?
You want to see the picture of Barack Obama? You go to popthatzip.com.
A female Chicago newspaper columnist was drooling over the People magazine picture this week. She quotes Obama as saying to her about it, "Don't look at it." So
right,
he's not.
On.
He'd rather you didn't see.
Okay,
it.
Let me get my glasses out. It's a video package. Yeah. Okay, just let me see it.
Well, there are plenty of still photos as well.
For goodness sakes,
on the internet.
Roll it. Here we go.
There's gonna be an ad first.
Oh, good.
I love that.
I hate that. Man, that sucks. I'm so mad. Why can't they just show you stuff?
Sorry, but we refuse to obey the headline quote, "Stop looking at it." It being Barack Obama in a swimsuit.
All right, pause it right there. Back it up, Russell. Back it up and let Mike
see.
Obama in a swimsuit. The little flashy.
Stop touching me, Mike.
The headline.
Oh, mirror.
Stop looking at it.
Stop touching me.
It being Barack Obama.
All right, there it is. Now, if you can keep your Roman fingers away from me for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to see?
Yeah, it's him coming out of the surf. It's a real, model shot is what it is.
I got to say, I still see pecs.
I don't think it looks like Buzz except for the hair.
Fair enough.
I think you are blacker than he is, though, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep. Now that I look at it.
And proud.
That's what you look like without your shirt off?
I think a little better.
Or with your shirt off?
I think a little better. You've seen me.
Okay, thanks for going down that road with me now.
Well, you know, you made me.
With my shirt off, I resemble a president, too. William Howard Taft.
And because he's not dead yet, here is Mr. Blackwell's 47th annual worst dressed list.
You know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's mad.
Seriously.
What's the thing?
You know,
are you going to say something bad about my man, Blackwell?
Yeah.
Why does he have such a strong immune system?
Wow!
Again, a fair question, I think.
You get what I'm saying?
Wow!
He lists Britney Spears and Parasite Hilton.
I'm tired of this queen coming out every year with this.
You know, really, when's it going to take over your body? When is it just going to take over so you're not able to come out with your frail hands and your stupid gay list?
No, no.
Would you rather not hear the list this year? Because I'm not married to it.
It's
he just doesn't like the man.
I know. Yeah.
No,
he'd rather have the list delivered by somebody else.
I actually share that opinion. Well, then let me give it a shot.
Like Carson, one of the guys from the Queer Eye Show.
Sure. Blackwell's list.
Give me a more happening homo.
Mm-hmm. A tie for first between Britney Spears and as he calls her, Parasite Hilton. It was Britney's second straight year at the top, according to a man who's anything but.
I agree with Britney.
Hilton rocketed this year from sixth place to first. Camilla Parker Bowles was second. Lindsay Lohan, in Blackwell's opinion, went from adorable to deplorable.
Mm.
He says Christina Aguilera is all crass, no class.
She's hot.
We're talking about a guy who probably really has never been close to the Vagine.
Yeah, the Gene.
Have you ever been on his list?
No.
Not even when the millionaire and you transform the way America dressed with the whole monochromatic thing.
No, you see, if you're going to make the list years, if you make the list once, you're on the list every year. I never made those lists.
But what I'm saying is, when you did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes.
And you single-handedly revolutionized the look of a generation,
yes.
You were not on the list.
Still didn't get on the list.
Well, did you upset him in some way?
No, but that shows you how little thought is given to these lists.
Regis. And then he went on to talk about the guy, Mr. Blackwell.
Mr. Blackwell.
What about him?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
There it is.
And that was enormous, right, Regis? That is enormous, isn't it?
Regis Philbin talks about Mr. Blackwell.
Mariah Carey was fifth. Paula Abdul was sixth, listed as a fallen fashion idol. He called Sharon Stone Cruella de Vil and Tori Spelling Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
You know, the thing is, Buzz, this whole concept is so 20 years ago. I mean,
I know, isn't it?
I'm for it, but how about maybe, if not Mr. Blackwell, somebody like maybe Cujo or somebody like that. Someone who's got a little two snaps up.
I'll send that recommendation right up to the network.
The Queer Eyes, like you said, yeah, they should be doing it.
Yeah.
Sandra Oh was ninth. Meryl Streep rounds out the top ten. Blackwell calls her wardrobe pure mother of the bride.
Too much AZT for him, I say.
And finally, speaking of offensive pigs, as we would have been, maybe you've seen the couple on the Smoking Gun website after their arrest for public fornication. They were arrested for doing it on a hotel balcony at a family resort in South Carolina.
Incredible!
57-year-old Bill McGinn and 53-year-old Patty Scott ignored requests that they take it inside.
Take it inside!
From appearances, Patty took it just about every way a woman can, and neither of them stopped until the police arrived. They say whoever filed the complaint is just jealous and didn't have to look. Patty told the cops they were just in love and trying out some Cialis. And didn't see what the problem was.
Take it inside.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah, that's it. We gotta
go. See you tomorrow with a new episode.
A good day to you, sir.
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 And special thanks to Baracko Elston.
Good for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.